One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Introduce yourself and the game.
This is Nathan Pankey. I am running Cthulhu using the Cthulhu Dark system. Really, really easy. Everybody has picked out their characters, but I haven't actually had them read their sheets yet. So if you guys want, you can pull out your sheets and look at them. You do not have to, you have descriptions of who your characters are from the Bureau of Investigation. Now, these are very minimalistic sheets because this game's very minimalistic. It kind of gives you a brief idea of who your character is. It gives you a secret, and it gives you a goal. You have a secret and a goal. This is kind of, I added this to kind of make it a little more whatever. And I also gave you a location card. This location card is part of where you believe something of your goal is. Something connected to your goal. Okay? So if you guys want, let's just start on my left. So let's start here. Just kind of tell us what your name is and then tell us what character you're playing.
I'm Mo Catlett. I am part of the delegation from the state of California here at CanCon.
Welcome! And Cali folk.
Indeed, indeed. And I will be
Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard.
Good day, gentlemen and ladies. It's a pleasure.
All right, I'm Celia Shore. I am also from California, San Francisco, and I will be playing Miss Peacock. Mrs. Peacock.
Mrs. Peacock.
My name is Justin Bailey. I will be playing Professor Plum, who oddly looks enough like Waldo.
Where's he at?
Where am I what?
He's right there.
Yeah.
I'm here. Right. I won.
Sweet.
That's why you run the game.
And I am from Missouri.
Missouri.
I am Keeper John, and I am playing Mrs. White.
And not that it matters, but I'm from Kansas. Or not. I live in Kansas.
It's true. But she's a good laugh in Wales.
I'm John Clement, and I'm the great Reverend Green.
Yes, you are.
And I currently reside in Olathe.
There you go.
I am Erin Marshall, and I am playing Ms. Scarlet, and I currently reside in the great state of Missouri.
Okay, so just so you guys know, Cthulhu Dark is a really, really, really easy system. I'm just going to read through. The basic rules are really, really simple. So everyone should have 3d6, and one of those dice, one of them should be a green die. This will represent your insanity die.
Okay? Insanity!
All insanity starts at 1, so take it and put 1 pip up.
Insanity.
Everyone's insanity starts at 1. When you do something or when you see something that is disturbing, you roll your insanity die. If you get higher than your insanity, so I start with a 1, if I roll a 2, I now have 2 insanity. And this keeps going, so it gets harder and harder to go insane. But it's easy to go. It's easy to lose insanity in the very beginning, and it's just harder.
It's easy to become a little crazy.
So it's very easy to become a little crazy.
You start off as completely bug nuts, and then
no.
End up sane.
No, you start off. You start off sane with 1.
But okay, if you roll, the lower your sanity score is, the more sane you are.
Yes.
Okay.
At 1 insanity, that means that you're a normal everyday. I have no idea about the deep, dark secrets of the universe. I have no knowledge of mythos whatsoever. I am not tainted by reality.
So, the longer the game goes on, it's say, is that a tentacle?
Exactly. So, doing things. To know how well you do at something, this is what you do. You roll one die if it is within human capability. If a human being can do it, roll one die. You roll another die if it's within your occupational expertise. If it's within what you are able to do, you can roll another die. You can justify it. I'm cool with that. Justify it. And thirdly, you can always add your insanity die to the roll if you want to risk your sanity to succeed at something. So you can roll your sanity die in with the mix. So you get three die altogether. And that, but the thing is, though, is the insanity die rolls higher than any other die. You have to make an insanity roll.
So I can't believe I did that.
Exactly. So you can risk your insanity, but you have to roll the die, and you can get more insane just from trying to do something. Okay? The higher the die shows, how will tell you how well you'll do. On a one, you barely succeed. This is a very falling forward sort of game. This is not a, if you roll one, you don't do the task. Some people have played it that way. I've heard it played that way. I don't like that. I want you always moving forward. You barely succeed. You will succeed, but you'll barely succeed on a one. And on a six, you do brilliantly. Okay? And you only need one die of your two if you're doing something within your occupation. It only needs to be one, needs to roll six. Only one of them. For example, you're escaping from the window of an Innsmouth hotel. On a one, you crash on an adjoining roof, attracting the attention of everyone around. On a four, you land quietly on the roof, but leave traces for the pursuer to follow. On a six, you escape quietly while your pursuers continue searching the hotel. Okay? Simple. When you investigate, the highest die shows how much information you get. On a one, you get the bare minimum. If you need information to proceed within the scenario, you get it, but that's all you get. On a four, you get whatever a competent investigator would discover. On a five, you discover everything humanly possible. And on a six, you may glimpse beyond human knowledge and probably make an insanity roll. Why not? You should roll your insanity for succeeding. For example, you're investigating your great uncle's manuscripts. On a one, you find the address, 7 Thomas Street, the next location in the scenario. On a six, you find that from February 28th to April 2nd, many townspeople had dreams of gigantic nameless creatures. Simultaneously, a Californian theosophist colony donned robes for a glorious fulfillment. The dreamer included Mr. Wilcox of 7 Thomas Street. That's a lot of information. Right. You get that on a six.
Okay.
Failing. If someone thinks it would be more interesting if you fail, then describe how you might fail and roll a die. They can't do this if you're investigating. You must succeed. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. If their die, so you can make another person fail. If your die is higher than theirs, if their die rolls higher than yours, you fail. If the way they describe. If not, you succeed as before with your highest die showing how well you succeeded. So it's basically a contest. You can contest one another.
So say if you're researching and I say, you know what?
You know what? You don't want me. So you roll your die and you go, I don't want him to fail. It's a one. I am probably, dang it.
One and one.
So Ty goes to...
I'm going to say Ty goes to defend it. Just because that's probably the way it should be.
So in that instance, you would have failed?
I would have not failed. I would have kept going.
He would succeed.
You were trying to make me fail.
Okay.
So it can be pretty competitive. I've seen this done, like, for example, the role-playing public radio guys played this, and they literally, Caleb ran an event that was in a small town, and basically they did this the entire time to try and kill each other.
Nice.
Now listen, you guys don't have lives. We don't have any other character sheets. This is it.
You're out.
This is one life. This is it. This is all you get. If you die, you're friggin' dead. It's just the way it works.
If you die in the game, you die for real.
If you die in the game, you die for real.
So far, we have no character sheets.
Yes.
That is one of the things I've noticed about this game that is pretty awesome.
You do have character sheets. They're just not mechanical. They are and they aren't.
That even makes it even more awesome.
Yes, it's very wide open. It's very story. It's very easy. This is a very easy, easy game. They have re-rolling in here, but I don't like that.
Okay.
Suppressing knowledge. I'm going to cut all those rules out. We're going to go straight to the nitty-gritty. When your insanity reaches 6, you go incurably insane. This is a special moment. Everyone focuses on your character's last moments as their mind breaks. Go out however you want. Fight, scream, run, collapse, burn the house down. Afterwards, I added that. You never know. Either make a new character or continue playing madly, but retire the character sheet as soon as you can. Now, we might use the optional rule of you're freaking crazy.
Okay.
You are bat crap crazy. Like
I would not mind being a bat crap crazy.
I would. Yeah. So, okay, these are clarifications. And I've almost read through all of the rules. Just so you guys know this. Clarifications. If you fight any of the creatures you meet, you will die.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Thus, in these core rules, there are no combat rules or health levels. Instead, roll to hide or escape. Things with inhuman capability include picking locks, finding Rael, deciphering carvings, remembering something, spotting something concealed, rationalizing something horrific. Things outside of human capabilities include casting spells, understanding hidden meanings, doing things inside of dreams. You can try such things, but if you have the opportunity, for example, if you see the, if you sense patterns, you can try to follow them. However, you won't get within human capabilities die, and might just roll your insanity to do crazy things. If you're wanting to do things that aren't humanly possible, you have to roll your insanity die, and you will go crazy.
You have to do craziness to go crazy.
Yes.
Sometimes.
You can't go back, bro. You gotta go forward to go back. So, a high success never short circuits the investigation. That is, it never takes you to the end of the scenario, skipping everything in between. Thus, an example above, even if you rolled a 6 while searching your great uncle's personal effects, you will not find the coordinates to Rael, where Cthulhu sleeps. You will only get one. You only get one of those steps. When you make an insanity roll and succeed, getting your insanity or lower, this means you keep it together. Not that you are fine. When you fail getting higher than your insanity, you fail to keep it together. You're failing to keep... You're shuddering. To play without a character sheet, use your insanity die to keep track of your insanity by keeping it the highest turned up. Okay, and this is the last part. Unanswered questions. Who decides when to roll insanity? Who decides when it's interesting to know how well you do something? Who decides when something disturbs your PC? Who decides whether you might fail? Decide the answers with the group. Make reasonable assumptions. For example, some groups will let the keeper decide everything. Others will share the decision. These rules will keep it, blah, 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 whatever. So I'm going to basically say this is a no holds barred sort of everybody can kind of decide, hey, that's kind of crazy, bro, roll.
Okay.
Okay, and if you guys, but if a group, you go, that's stupid, dude, shut up. You can say that.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to throw things out. I'm going to suggest things. But you guys are going to go, oh man, that was kind of creepy. He should roll for that.
Okay. Question. If I myself kind of go, yeah, that's pretty creepy. I should probably make myself roll.
Yes.
Or does that seem like a kind
you
of
know, no, that actually that encouraged. That's encouraged.
Okay.
Like the thing is there's going to be things that you're going to go, wow, that's kind of creepy, or that's kind of weird, or that's, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. You're probably going to want to roll the dice.
Okay.
Now, mind you, like I said, the curve is very interesting. It's very easy to lose. It's very easy to lose sanity points in the very beginning, and as time goes on, it gets harder. Okay.
All right.
Any other questions?
Nope. When do we start?
We're starting right now. So, as most of you guys,
traditional starting points.
Well, I'm gonna read this first.
All right.
So, have you guys all read the... I'll just read the description, just to kind of give the idea of what it is. So this is the description of the event itself. Body Manor has been the subject of suspicion and interest for some time since the disappearance of its... the last several decades of its former master, Mr. Body. Explorer, archaeologist, renowned collector of antiquities, and somewhat madman. The manor is in ill repair, and deserted, has been confiscated by the city of Arkham. The city has tried to auction the home for several times in the last several decades, but the owners shortly after moving in have all gone mad, leaving the manor deserted. Wanting to solve the mystery, the city has put out public statement that if anyone can solve the mystery, they will be given a percentage of the proceeds for the sale of the manor. And as most of you guys have read on your sheets, if you look at the date, it's the 30s. It's basically 1930. I think it's actually, what's the date?
October 3rd.
October
3rd.
3rd.
Well, actually, we received it on October
3rd. That's the 3rd, yeah.
That's so when they wrote it. When we received it is...
Recorded October 10th.
Bam.
All right, there we go.
It's getting closer and closer. Could even be October 31st. Dun, dun, dun. You guys have all showed up here. You've all heard the request to come in, and all of you have your own specific reasons for being here. You've arrived at the grounds of Body Manor at dusk. The sun has just started to set. It's a very typical, brisk, if you will, kind of dark October evening. It starts getting dark around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening. And you guys all show up. And you arrive at the gate. You push the gate open, and it makes that sound as the path is overgrown. Exactly. The path is overgrown. You can tell it's not been under construction or anything for a long time. The crickets that you heard coming in have all stopped as soon as you enter. As you enter the gates.
What can we hear?
What do you mean, what can you do?
What
you tell me.
What can I hear?
What can you hear? Nothing.
Not anymore. There were little crickets, but you stepped in.
You walked through the gate. And as you walked through the gate, you heard the creak. That crick, whatever you want to call it. The creaking sound.
The
at that point, you've heard crickets. But as soon as you walk onto the property, through the gates, everything kind of...
So the crickets were still chirping when we opened the gate, but as soon as the first of us stepped foot on the property,
step
it's
foot
chirp,
onto
chirp.
The property... Dead silence.
That's not foreboding.
I would like to start walking forward and see, is there a nice crunch of vegetation as I walk on the intended pathway?
As you walk on the intended pathway, it's just literally, you can tell, there's just grass, there's weeds, there's vines, there's all kinds of junk just growing all over. Yay, tall.
Does it remind me of the savannah?
Yes, it does, except for the lions.
Can I roll to see if I brought a shotgun? As Colonel Mustard, renowned traveler and hunter.
You know what?
Hero of the Great Wall.
It's the 30s. Why not?
Hero of the Great
Even
Wall.
Even you do, odd you don't. Even you do.
All right.
Not to mention the fact you probably went crazy because you got the wrong die.
No,
oh, no, the other die is your insanity, didn't
yeah,
I? Okay.
Yes. No. He was just trying to see if he even brought it.
All right, I'm going to say it's in the trunk
you
of my car.
You are the big game hunter.
I'm going to say it's in the trunk of my car.
Yes, along with many of your trophies.
Yes, and my bowler.
Yes, I don't know if you have a bowler.
My statue has a cattle prod, so I'm going to assume that's on my
waist. Dude, let me see this.
It's not a cattle prod. It's a...
That's a riding crop, not a cattle prod.
It's a riding crop, dude. You don't have horses. You do not have your horse with you.
Okay, so I don't have my riding crop.
Yes, you probably do have your riding crop. You're weird.
Fantastic.
Like that.
That's just
you're
precious.
You're already a little bit insane.
Yes, you are insane. You are in the war. You're in the Great War.
You brought a shotgun to a housewarming party.
Yes, he did. So,
okay.
You guys have all just started to walk through. What are you doing?
I'm going to go up to the door.
So, the professor starts to walk up to the door. And as he starts walking up to the door, there seems to be a cold front or something came in that just caused, maybe it was off the lake, maybe it was off the ocean, whatever. But it caused just a little bit of mist to just kind of move up. Nothing. You've seen it before. before.
Yeah.
This is not the first time you've seen something like this.
Yeah, but it's the first time I've seen it in Arizona.
Yes.
Fortunately, this is Maine.
So, at this point, you guys have all kind of worked your way up to the manor. And you're at the doorway.
Well, considering nobody should be home.
No one is home.
I'll let myself inside.
Keys by the city.
The city, basically, the doors have been, some of the windows have been boarded up, and there was a lock and key on just keeping any kids from coming in, any hooligans, any of those little rascals from coming in. The little gangbangers.
Little meth addicts.
Our gangbangers.
Let's get inside. No, in the wind 30s, is they awful. Were
right, it is the 30s. I'm from Missouri. I apologize.
Quite all right. We get fresh shipments every day.
Yes. So you guys come up to the door. You were given a key.
I'll actually go in.
You unlock the... You unlock the door. As you unlock the door, the house creaks, and the house is absolutely pitch black.
Is there a light switch somewhere?
There.
Do you say that out loud?
Yes.
Boy, house is practically condemned.
Let's see if you can do it.
I think I remember some candlestick stick over here.
Mrs. White is going to rummage through some dressers, some end tables to see if she can find some some candlesticks. I'm just fine since I'm a former housekeeper. I'm going to use my occupation die. I'm going to use my occupation die, which is red, and my humanity die, which is blue.
Okay.
To see if I can achieve this.
Let's do it. I think you can.
Look what I found here.
Now, does anyone smoke?
Well done.
I need a light.
Click.
Yeah. Fantastic. Light the candles.
It is the 30s. Everyone smokes.
Everybody
smokes. That's true.
All right, light
there
a candle.
There wasn't cancer in the 30s for some reason.
Light another candle.
No, there was the consumption.
It was the consumption.
Pass the fire around.
Now we all have candles.
So...
pull out my cigarette, light my cigarette off the candle.
Yes,
you asked if I smoked.
Do you mind?
What time of day is it, by the way?
Ladies.
Dusk. It is probably near...
Okay, so near, stand in the middle of the room.
It's near 6 p.m. It's late this time period.
Have I had dinner?
Oh, yes. You've all come back.
Then, Mrs. White, would you be a darling? Do you recall if there's any brandy or scotch remaining in the kitchen? Because I've already had my meal.
But most of the afternoon beverages were held in the lounge.
Really?
So you should probably try the lounge.
So that's where you got the booze?
Yes, master.
Fantastic. Who wants something?
Me. I can go for some.
Professor, come join me.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to check my old quarters to see if there's anything I had left behind.
Oh, yes, of course,
She'll, fall down into the
basement. Would you mind pointing my way to the library? I'm interested in what...
I have books.
What do I have? Books?
I'm going to now rummage through and try and find boots.
What are you going to do?
Try and find brandy.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do.
Gentlemen's drink.
Okay, at this point, you guys are in the hall. At this point, you guys only have cigarettes
and candles.
And a candlestick.
Okay, you did grab candlesticks.
I'm the one who lit the candlesticks. Okay, of course I grab one.
You got a light?
She found enough for everyone to have one.
So there's enough for everybody to have at least one candlestick. You don't have Caballero. You don't have the...
Candelabra?
Yeah. But you do have a candle.
Stick.
A stick of candle.
In that case, my first order is find a candelabra.
Yes.
I'm in the lounge, aren't I?
Yes, I mean, you guys are walking down the hall.
I was going to say in the hallway. I look to see if there's anything on any candle holder.
Okay, where are you at?
Hey, this don't look bad. A big game hunter and a New Yorker are going
where
in
do you
want to
go?
I want to stay in the hall. I'm looking to see if there's any candle holders on the wall.
Thank God, this is messy.
Dirty. The candles are securely fastened.
And
the wall. You can tell
and you
that
have all the
at one
books
time
books?
That this had been
yes, all the books
this had been put over to maybe a gas.
Hey, you
at
know
one time,
know how to get
but
around
for the
things,
most part,
right?
There are still the antique
sconces are mounted to the walls.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to pull these off the wall. You might be able to find somewhere in the house, something like that. But as of right here, the only light that you guys are getting is based on
everyone else.
Based on everyone else. I'm gonna go to these guys. These guys for 1 second. And I'm gonna come back to you guys. So we have the colonel and the professor are in the lounge. What are you wanting to do?
Oh, first and foremost, now that I thought about it, a candelabra would be lovely.
Candelabra?
Yeah.
Well, your guys are. So what are you looking for? Tell me what you're looking for.
A candelabra and some good booze.
Okay.
I'm looking for, considering this is a place where you'd actually find various drinking glasses.
It is.
My little profession.
Okay, so you're kind of looking around.
I'm looking specifically at the drinking glasses.
Okay, as you're looking around, give me a roll. Give me just a roll for drinking glasses.
Not the specific drinking glasses.
Oh,
my.
Yeah, your drinking
specialization.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Go yeah, ahead. You're looking. What'd you get?
For the specific drinking glasses, I get an 8.
Oh no! You only roll one.
My background.
You only roll one. You only get to.
I got to find
one. You roll multiple dice, but you only count the highest one.
Yeah, I got to find.
Yeah, the.
Okay. So
it's the first one I dropped.
So as you're looking around, you're able to you hit something, and that's weird. You are looking around, and you're able to feel, and you feel that there's a switch. There's a switch.
What have you found, old boy?
A thing. Hold on.
Have your New Yorker skills paid out dividends?
Hey, don't you know it?
All right.
Click.
Click. You click and said...
Now what is
that? This guy opens up. As you look down the hole, or as you look at it, you hear something behind you.
Both of us or just him?
Yes. You both hear a
old boy, I would like to make a roll before it finishes. Does it sound like the sound of mustard gas?
No. It doesn't. But okay. As you turn around and hear this, you turn and the phonograph behind you, you start to hear this. Rolling sanity.
Alright, sounds
what
good.
Was it?
Let the bodies the hit phonograph. The floor.
A phonograph. Dropped and started playing this, but the thing that freaks you out is there's no record on the phonograph.
Was it the piano?
No.
All right, then I slide a little further into insanity.
As do I.
So.
Now, what do you know? Record players that just played themselves.
And the phonograph was making somewhat distorted, and you're pretty sure backwards talking. It was a little offsetting, and as soon as it started, it stops. It stops.
As soon as we realize it's actually going on?
Yes. You turn, you see it, and then it...
Old boy, remind me to find that phonograph and smash it.
Hey, weren't you looking for booze? I think
yes.
We're going to need something now.
This man, you are a keen intellect. Can I make my roll for the...
liquor cabinet, yes.
The candelabra and / booze?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, you can mark down one.
What?
On your paper.
Okay.
Yes, you were able, as you were kind of moving things around, you were like... Oh, I need some
drink
for this.
A drink sounds great. What's a drink?
Great.
This is a drink. Ah, lovely.
And you were able to find something that was quite vintage.
Dom Perignon, 1830.
I don't quite know if it was bad or good. It all kind of tastes the same at that point.
We really don't care after what we just saw.
Yes, saw, heard, whatever.
Oh, God,
okay,
it's
so you
French.
Guys. So you guys are both.
At this
you guys
point, you think I give a damn? Give it.
Do I have to find the candelabra?
Probably
not.
Not right now.
Okay.
So. You still have your candle, that's awesome. So you guys are all still in the hall.
What are you doing? Head to the library.
Yes, you guys are in the hall.
Mrs. White, she was going to bustle off to check her old quarters, which is just off the kitchen. So she'll scooch down the hallway. Oh my. This has definitely seen better days.
Terribly dark.
Into the kitchen. So she can check some of her old her former
room and board.
Yes, she's headed off to the kitchen. Okay, I'll get to you in a second. Guys in the hall still. Kids in the hall.
I was gonna, since she obviously knows where she's going, I'm gonna follow her just so that I can go into the kitchen. I wanna grab a cup and use it as like a mug or some drinking implement so I can use it as a candle holder.
Darling, we call those champagne keys. You put the candle right in, it just wiggles around every now and then.
You're gonna, so basically, I'm gonna say you're gonna
what do you
get
know about
to,
that, dude?
You're gonna get to that point. Mm-hmm. You're especially gonna get to that point, and the door just slightly starts just opening.
To the dining hall, dining room?
And at that point, as you're halfway through, the doorway opens, and for the briefest second, you're sure that you saw a flicker of light, people sitting at the table, light go off, light go back on, and them all look at you, and then go back.
I'm gonna go in.
Roll.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Yes, you are at two now.
This house isn't haunted at all.
I'm gonna go in.
I don't know why anyone didn't buy it.
Okay.
Steal.
I'm gonna see if I can talk to him. All right. Well, I've become a little bit frightened and could use a stiff drink, and I heard that the gentleman with the riding crop was going to get one.
Yes,
like
they are getting
the
a
lounge.
Drink. Okay, so you go over to the lounge. You see these two gentlemen drinking. It seems like
straight out the
both,
bottle. We
yeah,
really
they're,
bother
they're
with
just
the cups.
Passing the bottle back and forth at this point. Kind of freaked out.
I'm boring him about the wall.
Reverend Green, as the last person left this room, the last person.
Decade ago in New York, we had a little ceremony, little war thing.
As the last person leaves this room, you start to hear.
Yeah.
You start to hear.
You ever met a guy named Bugsy Siegel?
Yes. I haven't visited that
guy. You hear this little creak. This,
somebody
this,
there.
Almost as if it's a metallic sound.
That's odd.
A metallic sound.
Like this?
And you still have a little more, but you still have something bigger. So you still have your candle.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently the power of faith.
And again, it starts
shoulders.
To move again.
So I start
and
to
double chin.
I wonder what the devil that could be.
That looks.
And as you turn, as you're turning around,
never was a sentence ever more true.
You can see that in the corner, in this corner where the bookshelf is, right there. You see the bookshelf,
mm-hmm.
right there. As you're standing near the bookshelf, you can see that there is an old suit of armor that was given. That you can tell is it has a little plaque and everything.
And
because he was a great
you.
Collector of all kinds of stuff. And and it looks, you're not sure, but it looks like it might have even moved. Just this, like you didn't see it move, but it looks a little, just a little bit
out of place. Looks a little bit off.
A little bit different than you remember it.
Settling, I guess. Quite possible.
Yeah, totally possible. You know, the wind, whatever. It's all good. So you do that. You're staying, you're leaving, where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm interested in finding the library.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure where it is.
As you step out the door, you hear the creak again, and the axe that it was holding has just fallen behind you, like down, into the floor. Into the floor, and it's actually, you're pretty sure that you're trying to move the doors, and it's, not to say that the doors are totally blocked off, but it's, I mean,
it's stuck against it where the
yeah, you
the
can
door.
Tell where it landed. Like you
God.
Can see it, but it's stuck in the floor, and you're pretty sure you can't
jimmy it. Yeah, that's weird, dude.
That's pretty unsettling,
bro.
That AMs on my
you all have to roll once within the first 20 minutes.
Like,
yes.
If this happened to me in real life, I would probably just pick up the axe and go, I would like to leave now.
Okay,
that's unsettling.
So,
we'll go back
to Mrs. White.
You're right.
Mrs. White decides to rummage through the glassware to get something to protect her candle. And then she's looking around for something in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, yeah.
So would that be two, humanity and occupation?
That would be definitely two.
Champagne food for all.
Wow. So as you're looking through, you're looking, you kind of get this bright idea of, you know what? Maybe it's frozen. Maybe I left it in a cooler place.
Okay. So she'll
in the kitchen.
She's gonna start checking for the ice box.
So you go near the ice box, and the ice box is strangely cool to the touch. And I mean, because the old school ice boxes were ice.
Yeah, literally a box with ice in it.
A box with ice in it. And you're pretty sure that nobody's been here for at least 10 years.
My word.
No, I mean, it's cool. Sweating. Like, it's sweating with frost from the side, which is very rare with ice.
Which then alone is unsettling.
No, I'm going to wait to see what you find in it.
With a trembling hand, it's really just her Parkinson's, but with a trembling hand, Mrs. White reaches forward and lifts the lid of the icebox.
As you lift the lid of the icebox, in the icebox is the a not unsettling for you because you've seen this several times, is a dismembered fish.
Creep.
No, not yet.
Okay. No, not yet, dude. This is average.
And the fish, no, and this is something she used to sing. And the fish is just sitting in the... It's sitting in the icebox, totally cool. But the outside of the icebox is cold, but the inside of the icebox doesn't, like, there's not the woof that you're used to getting when you open the icebox.
How unusual. She'll reach in to remove the fish.
Yes. You reach in to remove the fish.
He starts singing.
That
hello,
would be
my
awesome.
Baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl.
No, that would
don't
freak the crap
worry.
Out of me. I'd run out of
be
that house.
Happy.
I would run out of that house if I saw that. I'd freak the crap out of me.
Especially the fish is in half.
Yeah, oh gosh. And, no, that would freak me out too.
I would like to leave.
As you reach down for the fish, you're pretty sure, like you do one of these numbers to reach down for the fish, you're pretty sure a human hand just interlocked with your hand.
Hey!
Oh! I rolled a one.
And it's creepy as that is,
you've already
forgotten much
it.
Creepier.
I am a former servant of Mr. Birdie's. That was rather creepy on its own.
I think it's body, not Birdie.
She's doing the best.
Only she called him Birdie.
Yep. You call him whatever you want.
I look when that happens.
And you can see that there's no fish.
Human hand.
No fish.
Human hand.
No fish at all. I mean, this is rather odd. No fish. Nothing.
Go fish.
But you're fairly sure that there's something papery in the icebox.
I'll check it out.
You check it out. You have an envelope in your hands as of right now.
All right.
Okay.
Get out.
No, not yet. Not yet. We're not there yet. Scarlett.
In the dining room, I'm going to go ahead and look around and see if there's anything I can put my candle in so that I'm not just holding the candle.
Yes.
The fork.
Yeah, so basically on the table, there is a giant candelabra. Giant, I mean, it's big.
It's one of those you ain't carrying.
I'm not carrying.
No, you could. It would be within...
In the regular clue, you could kill a man with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's large.
You do realize
you can carry
regular
it.
Clue,
and I
could
put
kill a man with what
candles.
We have.
Easy.
Easy.
No,
so
easy. No, we don't
candles.
Have candles.
Okay.
We just have candles.
I thought we had sticks.
So as you go to reach...
Yeah, she just has candles.
Oh, well, that's totally different.
As you go to reach for the candelabra on the counter, you get the strangest sensation of being psychic, that you get the strangest sensation that we're like, that's weird. There was a candelabra right here. And it's not here. And as you go to reach for it, because it's just a, whatever, flickering, whatever, you hear kind of a... like a break, a little breaking, stress break kind of sound. Somewhere around there.
I'm gonna back towards the door.
You go back towards the door and you're pretty sure that that door was open.
Alrighty.
It's not.
It's not. I'm gonna circle around the dining room table to try to go out the other door.
Okay. So goes around, whatever. As you get halfway through the as you get halfway around the table, you hear a clink and a giant chandelier drops on the table. You feel pieces of glass
just cut you to ribbons.
Riddle you.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's
riddle not... you. You can feel
that ain't
you can
right.
feel warmth coming from your face. You can feel warmth coming from your skin. You can feel warmth, that cold, hot, whatever it is, you feel it all.
Roll that green dice, baby.
That ain't right.
Five.
Yes, you're at three.
Awesome.
You picked a very bad room.
And you're,
No.
Shiny.
Yeah, no. So, as you do this, you reach and touch your face again. And I mean, you're kind of
freaking out.
You reach down and you feel again there's nothing. There's no chandelier down.
Okay. I'm
there's no glass.
In my high heels. Running from the...
You are now... You can run to the hall if you'd like.
Right. And I dropped my... Oh, I dropped my cigarette, too.
Yeah, you drop your cigarette. Too easy. You drop your cigarette, you run out in the hall. Okay, so she's in the hall right now. We are going to go
in the hallway or the actual hall?
And let's just...
No, she's just in the hallway. We're going to go to Mrs. Peacock.
All right. Well, I've had a little liquid courage, and I'm getting a little bored of the lounge, so I will try to adventure and see if I can find a candlestick.
You all are looking at candlesticks. I love it.
No, I'm a New Yorker.
Oh.
I live in New York. We have a God-given right to be a snotty and a piece of shit to your fellow man as humanly possible.
I will never visit your continent.
That's the best professor I've ever met. All of my professors in college were exactly that way. So, what are you going to do? What's Miss Peacock doing?
Heading towards, I guess, out of the room towards the dining room.
So where are you? What location? Are you just in the hall? Where are you going to?
Oh, towards that door. Yeah.
Where are you going? Okay, so as you get halfway across the hallway, you can see this woman freaking out, kinda.
Flipping.
And she just bumps into you, just kind of...
Discombobulate
you.
I did not drop my candle.
She didn't drop her candle. That's good. You didn't drop your cigarette, though.
I did drop my cigarette.
Did you have to roll droppers?
Huh?
Did you have to roll?
Well, why not? Let's see. No, you don't drop it. You don't fail. Three's good. One is bad. One is always bad. Except for insanity, and it's good.
So between the three of us, I take it we've pretty much killed the bottle?
Yes, your bottle is dead in this room.
I'll stick my candle in the bottle.
You now have the Italian candle stick holder.
And
it's not a wine bottle, though. So,
it's a brandy bottle. Same difference. Depending on what country you live in. But I'm going to go down the hall.
You're going to go down the hall. Okay, so...
It's always a good idea to go to the basement.
Well, it's not the basement. It's a secret passageway. And as you go down the hall...
Professor,
take care.
And you're just fine.
So, you're going down the hall. Or down in the hall. And, I mean, this is an old building. This is in Massachusetts. There's not really basements, per se. There's cellars. But a building this old doesn't really go super, super low. But there's a crawl space somewhere under the floor.
And I found it.
As you are going under the crawl space, you can hear above you somebody hit, somebody fall, somebody else fall. You can hear some screaming. There's a lot going on above you. This crawl space is rather strange. And as you're crawling through the space, a small New York cat runs past you.
Oh, so a subway rat about yay big, tail about like that.
A little smaller, but yes, it's a cat. In terms of size, it's very large, and it kind of just scooch past your leg. It doesn't come right to your face, but you feel it go right over your leg.
Do I hear that?
Freaking cats!
Oh, you hear it through the hole. And yes, he thinks it's a cat.
Do you need assistance?
No, I'm good.
I'm good down here, guys.
I need a dog.
Okay. So, you make it through, and you're actually to the, you're not quite sure what this room is even is. I'll get to you in a second. I'm going to go green, and then I'm going to go mustard.
Well,
and then white.
I'm still dealing with the door being shut, and so I'm going to call out, "Hello, it seems like the door got blocked," and as I'm yelling that out, I'm kind of walking around the room to see there was another door I saw, so I'm going to see if I can find if that door is
This is an old school door. They don't have the turn locks. They're all keyed locks. So this door seems to be locked. You could probably, well, you have to find the key to unlock that door.
Ah.
Which door is it?
We seem to be blocked in.
That door right there is
hello.
Locked.
And of course, then I probably hear them, some screams and stuff.
You heard some screams. Heard a woman. You heard somebody
run
bloody
them.
Murder.
Yeah,
in
we're
another
not
room.
To scream in here anymore.
You
were last
hello.
Year.
Hello, does a Wilhelm scream?
What's the problem? We can't scream this year.
Yeah.
We've got complaints. That's screaming. Last
year. Beth and I got a little.
Last year, you all got in trouble for it?
She got in trouble for it. And
I got in trouble, Beth got in trouble, another girl got in trouble. It was all John's fault.
It was all John's fault. John makes women scream.
He does.
Not the worst thing.
You should be proud of that.
whatever.
Because usually they scream fire when you make them scream, okay?
It's true.
At least people that's what they teach them in rape prevention class.
It's true.
Yell fire.
So I'm basically running to the.
You're trying to. So where are you going to?
So, I mean, after having tried that and then hearing the screamings, I, you know, rush towards the sound of the screams.
Okay, so
what's the matter there?
So move him over to the ladies. So he's over with you, ladies. I'll get to your conversation in a second. Mr. John, Mrs. White.
She'll, Mrs. White will first go and just kind of look into the envelope and confirm it's what she thinks it is.
The strange thing is you're fairly certain that you can read the word Confederate in the title.
Oh my. Does it appear to be in English?
Oh, it's in English. She can read it.
Okay.
And it's just, this is not quite what you were expecting.
Mrs. White does everything she can to suppress the grin from ear to ear. And, She'll remove the articles from the envelope.
Yes.
And stuff it into her brassiere.
Of course.
Okay.
Fifth pocket.
Yes.
She then rummages the kitchen for the largest knife that she can find.
And you are able to grab a knife, and this is interesting. The as you reach for the knife from the countertop, you're fairly sure.
There you go, Noah!
Did he break Beth?
He broke Beth.
Yep.
Beth is broken.
Again.
Yeah.
Beth is broke. Everybody go fix her.
I think that's like 20 at this point. You need another die.
Yep. That's the best.
That'll
be, what it sounds like, someone going insane.
That'll be in
that's
my.
What it sounds
that'll
like.
Be in my recording tomorrow.
Yes, Beth being broken.
Yes,
it's the best sound in the world. So, as you're reaching for the knife, you get your candle again, and you're pulling out the knife, and you're fairly sure that as you're reaching, you knock over for the knife to try to grab it, to get out of there. You grab it and you knock over a cup of water. But what's strange is the sound of dripping is coming
from above you,
from up there.
She can't help herself. She looks.
And at that point, you can see the water is going that way.
Vertical?
Not the wall. This way. That way.
Oh, that's not good.
And that's a die.
And that's a die. Oh!
I would have laughed if you would have rolled a one.
Figure out water does. Don't figure.
Armed.
Yes, you are.
And startled now, she will
chuck the knife.
Scuttle out of the kitchen. And run into the hallway towards the ballroom.
Yes, she will. Okay, I'm gonna go to Mustard and then the three in the hall.
Taking a note after the doctor.
Oh, I'm gonna actually take a break in just a second.
Okay.
Taking a note after the professor, I'll have to try and find another bottle of liquor for me to finish on my own to then put my candle in later.
You find it, you down it, being the military man that you are.
You're absolutely horrid.
It's horrible.
Dear God.
Alright,
and then plop. So now I have an Italian candelabra.
Yes.
And I'm now going to make my way. I'm going to actually close, if I can, the door. The trap door.
The trap door is now closed. You find some things nearby if you'd like to set something on.
No, he's not done anything bad to me.
Yes.
And then I walk out and I close the door gingerly on the lounge. And I apparently walk into three other persons.
And oh my God, sir. And you guys are all out in the hallway now, and you see these two women that look like they probably almost got knocked over, who are both freaking out. Yes. And they probably actually bonked, like, probably right here.
Bring it back.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And so you guys are both out here in the hall where you see these two women that are there, and you see in the scuttle.
So the old lady herself is a ghost.
I got it. You all are freaked out.
All right, no. You got it.
No, you're not. You're not all freaked out. Can you pause it?
Yep.
It's on. Right now we're with the four. So we're at the Colonel, with Mr. Green, or Reverend Green. We're with Miss Scarlet. We're with Mrs. Peacock. And then Professor, you're on deck. So you guys have just bunked together, and you did not drop your candle, and you did not drop your candle.
Hello, Father. Hello, ladies.
Ladies. What's the problem?
There's a table.
Have I finished all my drinks?
Yeah, you could.
Calm
Would
down,
you like a drink?
Calm down.
In the lounge.
Calm down.
No.
Would you like a sit?
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Father, I believe we should endeavor to find her a seat. In the dining room.
No, 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 no.
I eat.
Don't upset the poor lady.
Hollis.
I'm not going back in there.
Breathe
no.
Deep. Breathe deep. Yeah, tell me exactly what happened.
Can I kill it?
I don't leave anything out. I'm very interested in hearing what you have to say.
There was a chandelier. It fell. I swore there was blood everywhere. But there's not.
Have you been on any medication?
No.
Do you frequent the opium den?
No.
You're amongst friends. You're amongst friends. There is no social stigma here.
My cigarette's gone.
Is it in the dining room?
Possibly.
But you do not want to go in the dining room, correct?
No.
Mustard. Let's
okay.
Take a peek in the dining room and see.
Father, would you join me?
Yes.
Mrs. Peacock, are you quite right?
Oh, yes. I'd like to join you, actually.
No, don't leave me out here.
Okay, I will stay with you, Miss Scott.
Then perhaps you ladies would like to sit in the lounge.
Your cigarette.
Yes, not the dining room.
Very well, then.
Lead them into the lounge.
Okay, so who's going where?
We're taking the ladies to the lounge.
Okay.
So the gentlemen are investigating the dining room.
Okay. So
I'll pull out my writing crop.
Okay. Pulling out the writing crop. Ladies, as you head into the lounge, basically you can hear kind of a rumbling coming from this area. And there's just a little tapping. It stops. A little tapping. Stops.
Oh God,
a little tapping.
Again.
And you can see, you know, it's kind of like this is the lid on that little side, like on the whatever this little corner nook thing is. There's just a little.
Is it covered? It's just the lid.
No, it's on top of something, like near the floor. Just doing that, it'll stop. And then it goes a little more and stops. It goes a little more and stops.
I'll start backing the doorway.
As you back towards the doorway, this is starting to be strange because you're fairly sure that door was open. That door was open!
Oh God, not again. Not again. I look up towards the ceiling.
No. As you look towards the ceiling, you do this. You do this number.
Yeah.
There isn't anything, but you can hear this. And as you're backing up to kind of do that, you hit something. And this, you can hear this thing drop. It drops, and all of a sudden you hear this. And all of a sudden you start to hear this almost backwardish. She's not gonna go crazy right now. So she starts, you guys both start hearing the same thing that they were hearing, this. But it's a little longer than what they've heard. It seems like it's almost like it's saying this phrase over and over and over.
And his lips are rattling.
And over and over.
Yeah, I think both ladies should go a little freaky on that.
Both? I would very much like to leave the room as well.
You're not in the room.
Thank God I am.
Yeah, I'm not in the room. But if you heard that again, you'd probably be freaked out and want to look at it.
Yep.
And so where are you at?
Two.
Did you?
What were you at before the roll?
She was on one.
All right, so she's at a two now.
She's at a two. Good. I'll let Erin roll when she gets back, and then we'll do that. So that's going on. This is going on with you guys. We are going to move to the professor.
First off,
Mrs. White is on deck after.
I'm going to get oriented with where my new surrounding is. You know, because I just crawled out of a crawl spacey hole and I had a cat touch my leg. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of get a little oriented with where I'm at.
Yeah, so you shine your little candle around, and as you're looking around, you see that this is a, as you would think, a conservatory. It has lots of little science-y type of gizmos. It has a little garden. It has has a lot of this stuff, but it has a table. And on that table are lots of little bottles, beakers, Bunsen, like all the little things you would see in maybe a chemistry set or very scientific looking things you're looking through. And
carefully on the science set specifically, I'm looking.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of keep an eye peeled on more of what I was specifically sent here for. Do the same thing with the weed in the corner.
Yes. So as you're looking through, go look.
Professional as well?
Yes, both. Yeah, you know.
Eight.
Well, just one.
The six.
The best of one die.
Oh, okay, so then six.
Yeah, so you're actually going through, and you're looking through, and you were able to find maybe one more piece. You're able to find one more piece, and you're like, wow, these are matching. That's kind of interesting.
Take it.
Yeah. Take it. And so you're looking through this area, and as you're taking the candle along through the jars, and it's just all kinds of strange. As you're starting to look, there's some really creepy stuff in here. Like there's, you know, like pig fetuses.
Are they in preserved jars?
Yes.
Weird
like
things
in formaldehyde and
weird things in jars.
Weird, very strange things in jars, and that doesn't freak you out.
Is that a cow fetus?
Yeah, no. Pig fetuses, cow fetuses.
Yep, that's a cow.
Lots of strange.
Wait.
No. Stuff.
Lunchtime. What happened?
I don't open it. I just confirm what it is. I turn it upside down.
He just makes sure that it's totally what it is.
Saw this back in school.
Yeah, and so as you're, I mean, this is not freaking him out at all. This is a fairly normal, for what he's used to, this is a fairly normal thing. But what is interesting is you're going around, are looking through the little things, and you're going past something weird. You're going past
cow fetus, pig fetus, little boy fetus. Wait a minute, what?
Marty Feldman's face.
Marty Feldman. Yeah, no, for real.
Ted.
Yeah, no, for the real, Marty Feldman. That would be funky. That would be freaky too. No, so as you go past, you're fairly sure. You're fairly sure that one of these things moved, was following you. Like it went one of these deals. Like it moved in the jar. Like you were doing this and moved past. You move past and nothing. And you're freaked out.
Very freaked out.
Yeah, sure. You're a three. You're freaked. That was weird. It looked like it. It's still there, but it's not moving.
You smash it.
It is smashing.
Yeah, I
like. You need to roll.
Yeah, for flipping out.
Oh, she made it.
You stayed. You're still freaked out, but it's not as freaked out as she
was. I'll actually take the jar that thing was moving and chuck it across the room.
Okay, so you...
And attempt to kill it, so to speak.
I kill it dead.
The fetus dead.
You take the jar. You take the jar. You throw it against the wall. Breaks. Drops to the ground. And the floor is now covered in
formaldehyde and fetus goo.
Fetus goo.
That's a nice smell.
Mm. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful smell.
I'll...
A very flammable sort of smell.
It is.
I'll go into the hall.
Yes,
it is flammable.
And Ellen, by seeing right there for right now.
Squeaky, squeaky squawk off your feet. So we are back to Mrs. White, who's scurrying across the hall.
She's bustling through the hallway, trying to be quiet as a mouse. I seem to remember the master had some rather, shall we say, collectible items in the library.
Are you saying this out loud?
No, this is my internal monologue.
We all have one.
It's very Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, but for some reason my internal monologue sounds a little more Midwestern.
Exactly.
So she bustles down the hallway,
to come to the library and begin inspecting the library for anything that could be, you know, collectible.
I'm halfway thinking about just rolling an insanity die for the voice itself. Hear that echoing down the hall.
No, you'd lose. Yes. Look at who's rolling.
No, you'd lose. He's rolling very good. Yes, so as you're looking through the library, you're pretty stinking. You're pulling through books and, oh, you know what? You're pulling through the books and you pull one book and a little old crickety kind of something moves past. Just a little secret.
Oh my. And you, what's this?
What's
and
this?
I get some light in there.
Some light?
So you get some light in there. And you're pretty sure that that you found something of good value.
Well, will it nestle in my bosom?
No. It will take probably two hands to carry.
Well, I'll sling the knife in my apron here, and then the candle I'll hold here as I lift this out here.
Yes, it's quite shiny. So
I think it's time to leave.
So as you're there, as you're
Mind you, she doesn't have a candelabra.
And as you turn around, you're fairly sure that there were not six piles of books stacked to the ceiling.
In a monolithic formation.
In very monolithic formation. Like a Stonehenge monolithic, strange, just very ancient looking.
Is she surrounded?
Yes. Not, you're not blocked, but it very much is like,
almost like
Stonehenge.
Like poltergeist standings.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't see anything move. It's just there.
Well, let me grab my green die.
You grab it.
You see the monolithic book from the movie Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, darn. All right, I'm at a three.
You see, like, six.
You are at a three. Okay, we are at two. Two. Oh, good. We're almost there. Those things sort of set when you get to certain insanity with this place.
Half the team is at three, half is at two.
It's good. It's very good. Very, very good indeed.
I can imagine more of
a. So you have been just surrounded by books and you're down there. We are going to move to the gentleman.
Okay. So, Mr. Reverend Father, she said something about the cigarette. Do see if you can put that out.
I'm more interested in checking out this chandelier that she claimed fell.
Fair enough.
So I'm looking.
Check out the chandelier.
Does it seem pretty invested?
Only roll one, because it has nothing to do with your priestly duties.
Four.
Yeah, so, I mean, at this point, you're kind of looking around. And, you know, it's one of those old school ones where, you know, it kind of hangs from the wall and they do the little deal that. Because what they had to do back in the day was they had to lower it to light it, all that junk. So it's one of those turn knob guys. So you go over to it and you're starting to turn it.
Hold on, hold on. As he's doing that, so he's pretty invested in that, right?
Very much.
Does he seem to notice me?
I don't know, does he? Are you trying to sneak about?
Yes.
Do it.
Now, being in the wall,
yes.
Hunting, I imagine that would be part of my profession.
Yes, it is very much. Being a soldier. Yes, so that's a one or a six?
That's a one.
Okay, that's a six. A five, sorry. So that's a five. So you're able to kind of...
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to leave the room and softly close the door.
You're such a freak.
What was your success number?
Five.
I think it would be more entertaining if he tripped and fell and crashed into
this is where it starts.
I think it would be funny if he crashed into a Ming vase.
Yes, I do too.
Boss.
Boss,
you're British.
As we say from the island, shite.
Yes. So you gracefully.
Yeah, the crashing into a Ming vase would be funny.
And
but bumping the door would actually be
trying
funnier.
To lock the door. Or
nothing.
Softly close it.
He softly closes it. Door softly closes. You have no idea what's going on. You're looking at the.
And I would make my way to the study.
Yes, you are. So you. Yes, you are. So you're trying to do the.
Humpty dance?
I don't. I think she must be deranged, Mustard. Mustard? <Yeah.
laughs> Where the devil did he go? You're trying to. You cannot see anything wrong at all. But.
Delusional.
But you're fairly sure. You can smell something.
Mustard must have passed like gas before he left.
Burning, smoky, burning, fiery kind of something.
He just closed him into a burning room.
I didn't lock it.
He didn't
you
lock
dropped
it.
A cigarette.
The chandelier fell on my hall.
Is it that cigarette?
I don't know.
I'm going to see if I can identify where this smell is coming
from. Okay, so look for the cigarette. Yep. You are on all fours underneath the table. I will get back to you. We are at the lady.
How low can the chandelier lower it all
well,
the way?
Well, he's had it almost lowered all the way. All
right.
Okay. Which could be interesting.
So now is she freaking out?
She's
pretty much freaking out. With
she's freaking out. She might even be grabbing you. I don't know.
I'm looking to see if there's more alcohol in this room, because
this room is plumb out of alcohol.
We're leaving. We're leaving. We're just. I'm not staying in this room. We're not going in the dining room. I'm leaving. And I walk out of the room.
It's shaking. You can hear the backwards sounds of a man's voice over and over and over again. And it's just getting louder and louder. And as you turn to look at it, stops.
Yeah, I'm.
No record.
I'm just opening the door.
Like, you're running out.
Like, opening the door to where.
I love the fact that he's trying to sneak and they like run
the
out.
Open.
Hold on. Dice. That's a roll.
Do you want to roll?
I agree.
If you're running out of the room and screaming and terrified, then yeah, there's a little bit of a sanity check loss sanity. Right there.
And I think the fact that they're screaming and he's walking out the door trying to be super quiet at the
is
same time.
It's funny as hell.
Am I still I haven't gotten any
you guys, now. It's all kind of going on at the same time.
Simultaneous.
This is so simultaneous.
I got a 2.
I'm okay, good.
So you're good.
Oh, you're not.
You're at a 3.
No,
yeah.
You're at 3 now. Okay, we have 3. Who else is at 3? Three. Where are you at?
2.
The
Reverend and the Colonel are both at 2.
So what are the odds of one of these ladies inadvertently bumping in the Mustard?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, we kind of ran out of the room, so I think we're
yeah, hysterically. So,
all right,
yeah,
well, then in that case, I'm going to roll 6. I dropped my handle.
I just want one of them to bump into him.
I can't understand.
I don't know. Have we been bumped into?
No, I'm going to clear
roll.
A different direction. All right.
Roll.
1 or 2.
You and me?
I'm sneaking.
Oh, you're trying to sneak, but you're not paying attention. The point is
attention to them, and I think they just bumped into you.
Yeah, I think this bumped into you too.
Alright, now I roll for my Italian candelabra.
See if you dropped it.
I dropped mine.
Nope, you did not drop it. You were able to hold on to it, but.
You do get body checked.
The reverend in the room has been screaming.
Again.
Yeah. Going out again. It's like every 5 minutes, someone is screaming.
What the blaze is this happening with all these people?
You need to, like, exercise this place or something. So, you get bumped into, you're trying to be, and you just slightly just move past them. But the strangest thing happened. The walls of the actual house are covered. Nothing strange. This is normal. They are
in vegetation.
No. There's pictures everywhere, and they seem to be like just pictures, family pictures, this, that, and the other. And you, as you're coming past here, you're kind of doing this thing. You move past the ladies, and the strangest thing, you see a photo or a painting of your father being hung. And that kind of freaks you out.
Was he ever hung?
No.
Is he dead?
Maybe.
Is he dead?
Oh, yes. Your father's very dead.
Huh. Then I'm going to just chalk
your
it up to...
Your father was an honorable man.
No, I'm going to go... No, I'm going to have to argue this one. I'm going to chuck it up to my enemy, just being my enemy. I'm going to take the painting and just throw it on the ground.
But you look at the painting and it's not that painting anymore.
I think that would disturb...
That's, okay, now... Yeah.
So that's the thing that would...
That was what I was...
That, yep, that does it.
No, he was...
That's a one. No, oh, no, no, on this die,
that's
six.
That's six, yep. On that one. Three. Okay, I got one more left.
You got one more before you can start getting really disturbing?
I can get... I got one more.
I still more to take the painting down.
Yeah. You throw the painting on the ground.
No, no, just take it and...
And yes, he is yours.
Throw it on the ground.
You hate this man.
Yep.
To hell with your body.
I'm sorry, Daddy. Fuck you.
Exactly. So...
Father, you're dead, and my enemy, I hate you small.
Okay, you hear him say this. Which is kind of interesting. You guys hear him say this. You bump into each other. You run around. We are now back to Mr. Formaldehyde himself. Formaldehyde feet.
All right. I'm going to head into, the ballroom over there.
The billiard or the ballroom? Okay. Ball. You walk right across the street. Just walk right across the hall. And you are now in the ballroom.
I'm gonna look around. Is this like one of those ballrooms? It's just called a ballroom because it's a large room.
It's a room that would normally have, if there was dances or those type of larger functions, it would be held. It is literally what it kind of looks like. That is what it is.
All right. I'll search specifically by the fireplace, the mantle, that kind of thing.
The fireplace mantle. As you're searching,
I love this room.
As you're searching the,
I don't want you to hear you say that.
I love all of these rooms.
Okay.
And their own special, like my own children.
Now I'm disturbed.
You can't give birth to a room, you idiot. So
that's what they told me.
That's what they said.
So Cthulhu gave birth to a house.
To a house.
Not
yes.
One room.
No,
many
an entire
room.
House.
That's my religion. You see, that's the world.
Yes. So as you're searching, there is a yeah.
Six.
Yes. There is a, as you're searching, you're searching, blah, 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 whatever, over the mantle, kind of doing one of these little numbers.
If I gotta scoot a chair over there to help me out.
Yeah.
I will.
You can do it. You can scoot a chair. As you scoot the chair, you put the chair down next to the,
Fireplace.
You go to get up on the chair. You go to reach up to grab it. And one of these numbers is kind of going on. But you can feel that there is a click, 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 click on the floor. Click, click at the fireplace. Click.
Is the chair click, wobbly?
Click. Just with one. And it's not because you're unbalancing. It's because there's something on the floor that's moving up and down. Click, click, click. Because you're trying to get your balance. Click, click.
I'll get off the chair.
Huh?
I'll get off the chair.
And you are fairly sure.
And scoot it.
Yes. You scoot the chair over.
And then get back on it.
You get back on the chair. And you're doing this, and you can feel.
Does it feel like it's on the same leg of the chair? Or
it's on the other leg. Click, 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 and it's like you're like, what is the deal with this? The floor is moving underneath you.
Yeah. Get off the chair.
Okay.
Where the board kind of looks like it's a plywood floor.
Yeah.
Where that is it loose? Test it.
No, you're testing. As you get down that low, you move the candle down to the floor, and you're much too late. Because you've been clicking on the gas starter.
Oh.
Of the fireplace.
Nice. So really
I love this room. And it's the furthest away from the front. I love this room. So you click, 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 and you go,
what is that food?
And at this point, the room The doors shut. There is sort of a backdraft effect that goes on, and you are shot. Two, you're not killed. Nothing crazy like
that.
You
land on the couch.
But you
land on the world's most comfortable couch.
But you have landed on the couch. You are totally, at this point, kind of knocked out, if you will. You're sort of in this dream-like state, and you feel the warmth of a person's hand on your face. You can feel them just rubbing your face, just kind of doing one of these numbers, just trying to comfort you, trying to just...
I can feel this in the real world?
From what you can tell.
Swing at it.
Your current world, just gently, gently swing it. You swing, and it still feels like there's just something kind of touching your face, just slightly.
I'm going to pay for this. Can I open my eyes?
You can try. Yes, so you are opening your eyes, and as you open your eyes, you are actually touching your own face. You're touching your own face. You're doing this to yourself, but your hand is completely limp. Like, it's just doing this.
It's the stranger.
That sounds about right. I'm not sure if that is creepy or just...
No, I mean, it's moving. You're not moving your hand.
But it's my hand that's feeling my own face.
Oh, yes, but you can't feel your hand. Like, the feeling in your hand is all completely gone.
Okay, when it, like, runs over my mouth, I'm going to try to bite it.
Yes, you bite your finger.
Did he feel that? He
feels it with his mouth.
With my teeth and my tongue, but not with my hand.
Not the nerves in your finger.
No, but your mouth is quite salty now.
I think that's a green.
I'm going to try to snap my ass out of this dream right after I roll my little insanity die here.
Yeah.
Oh, up to four.
Dear Lord, we're almost there. So good. You are. You have that new cake, Coke taste in your mouth.
And I'm gonna try to snap myself out of this.
Yes. We'll get to you after that. We are now, I think, to you,
Mrs. White, with her bundle of treasure. After seeing the books and freaking out.
Is she still surrounded?
Yes, she is completely surrounded in books.
She
like to the ceiling. It's 12 foot tall. I mean, there's literally books.
The effect,
symmetrical stacks.
The effect causes her to run backwards into the nearest corner. Is there anything happening?
Nothing's happening. The books are totally just staying.
But they're still there?
They're still there.
She's going to give it like a 10 count of just watching silently. And then as long as nothing's happening, they are just books. It startled her. She wants to get out of here, but before she leaves, she wants to deeply inspect what she just found.
Yes.
Find out exactly what it is.
Okay. You're fairly sure that it's some sort of old... I mean, you saw your former master bring home a lot of strange stuff. You've seen him bring stuff from Guatemala. You've seen him bring stuff home from Africa. You've seen him bring stuff home from Iraq. You've seen him bring stuff home from almost everywhere. And you're fairly sure... I mean, you were able to pick up on some of the stuff that he had brought back. And this is a small piece of a tablet. And it's very strange. I mean, you don't have any information. But you're fairly sure that it's valuable because it is kind of made of gold.
Wow.
But it's a tablet.
Does it have, like, writing and descriptions?
Writing. You have no idea what it means. You're a very common woman.
No, it's an iPad.
It's an iPad.
It's a golden iPad.
It's from the future. It's a golden Nintendo DS.
She just can't turn it on.
No, she can't figure out.
It's a Beatles reunion album.
Wow, the long lost Beatles reunion album.
Greedily touch it.
All right.
Slam the lid shut again.
Yes.
Because it's in a box, right?
Yeah, it's in a little wooden box.
All right, so I slam the box shut, cradle it to my chest, holding the light, and she's going to see if she can get out the hall. She's going to come back out and try and exit the building.
Yeah, you actually try to pull on the door a couple times. It just won't open.
Wait, now, which door? The door to the library or the door to the hall?
No, either one. You've reached on, you're kind of going to one, and it just won't. Go to another one, it just won't. But then it just kind of just happens. It just, as you're going to pull for the one door just kind of goes, it opens.
Should go for it. Should bolt for the door.
She bolts for the door.
I say this to die. A door you previously could not open. Can
a door that you know
itself?
Was not unlocked. That was
unlocked.
I just
wasn't strong enough.
She just wasn't strong enough.
It was just jam.
I don't know.
It was
just call.
It was humidity. It kept it. It was a little swollen.
It's
all right now.
It could have been just humidity.
She's carrying more in her hands too. So
okay.
I don't know. It wasn't as freaky as the.
She's bustling. She's bustling for the hall.
Like I said, the.
She's bustling for the hall. The door opens. She runs out into the hall and finds herself back in the room.
Now you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
How does that happen? This has happened so many times.
Still three.
It's that absinthe. She drinks that crap. It's going out of style.
doesn't make me delusional.
All right, she's gonna take a mental break here.
And the books are gone.
Oh, nice.
Like that there's no really books in the room?
Oh no, okay. There's no stack books any longer.
Nice.
I love running into other rooms that are not the same as I was in the same room. So, yes, you run back in. You're done. Green, you are now on your hands and knees desperately looking for this burning smell. You're reaching for it. You're reaching for it. And you found this cigarette.
But he did roll a one.
Yeah, but he'll find it.
Okay.
It just took him a while.
Mm-hmm. Aha! Finally!
Bonk out!
Yep,
so is. Exactly. Hits his head right on the bottom of the.
Jerry Moses and David!
Exactly. So as you're working your way from under the table, you go to show that you found it, and you find that there's no one in the room any longer.
Oh. Fooey.
Fooey. I'm a booey.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on elsewhere. I've been trying to find the library, so let's see if I can find the library.
Yes. So you walk out the hall. Which door are you going?
The door that I just came right out of. And
hello, everyone! Are you going to go to the library, or are you going to stop and talk to them?
Well, do I know where the library is?
No.
Okay, so.
But it's not there.
Right. Well, I found your cigarette. Here you go.
So now you guys are, you four are now together.
And the chandelier is perfectly fine.
I swear it wasn't.
It's not okay.
I'm still not going back in that room.
You don't have to.
And,
are you sure? Maybe seeing the chandelier fine would.
Nope, I'm fine.
Okay.
In the meantime, we've heard this loud boom, right?
I guess I'll roll to see if I can find
or
the library.
Or have we?
Which one?
The boom from the ballroom. Did we hear that?
Oh, yes. At this point, all of you have heard a loud boom!
I'm going to the ballroom. Or towards where we heard it.
Follow. You seem to have helped the lady. Maybe you can help whoever's in the ballroom.
Okay, you guys head towards the ballroom?
No.
I do.
Okay,
yes.
Who's going to the ballroom?
I am.
Maybe
I'll
you should help them, but I'm not going anywhere.
So ladies are? You ladies are crazy.
Thanks, man.
So you can see smoke just falling out of the room.
Are
you going
open
inside?
Or the door's closed.
The doors are closed, but there's smoke coming from underneath the doorway.
I do the whole, test the door.
Well, I can't imagine I wouldn't go that way.
So if it's not hot, I open up the door.
Yeah. The room seems cool.
Okay.
The room seems like it's okay. It doesn't seem like the door really, like there's a fire going on in the room. You guys walk into the room and you see, as you're kind of
doing the candle. There's
the
light.
Smoke.
There's light that, I mean, there's smoke, yeah, but the smoke's sort of dissipating at this point. Some of the windows are not totally closed, so it's able to get out. Like, the windows are just boarded. Some of them are broken.
With an explosion like that, the windows are probably blown out.
Yes. Well, there's no glass. But there is boards and there are bars.
Yeah,
which is always important.
Yes, that's just great.
And they were like cold forged steel or cold forged iron for some reason. That's weird. Why would that be?
Because steel is a British invention. You steal for everything.
For some reason, you have to do everything in cold forged.
I love me.
Iron. So, at that point, he does keeps everything in and out. And so at that point, you guys walk in and come upon this professor sitting there, blood running from his mouth. The three of you, he has blood running from his mouth. It looked like he's been smearing blood down his face. And all of you need to roll, because this is pretty freaking weird.
Oh, crap. Oh.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
All right, so.
Yeah! Oh!
Are you still at two?
I'm still at two.
Holy shit!
That's a question.
I think he should fail that crap. You guys can roll against that.
Yeah, you got four dice there too.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Can
I'm
rolling against it.
I thought it was non-investigative.
This wasn't investigative.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to roll against it.
Well,
it wasn't an action, though. It was a sanity die.
I, you know, watching a man smear blood all over his face would make a man go a little bit...
Oh, snap.
Yeah, you went...
I'm going to say he flips you.
Oh, well, that changed this game up a bit.
Unless you don't want to be flipped, and then I will find another way to flip you.
I don't want to be flipped.
Roll high.
I rolled a six.
I know you did. What do you think, John?
I actually don't think that he should be able to force the insanity die.
We won't do it then.
Okay. I think it's only on actions.
Okay. So you were able to... You guys were able to walk into the room, and you see this gentleman who has smeared his own face with a little blood. He has it coming out of his finger. It's fairly clear. And he's kind of laying there sort of in comatose.
Question.
State. Yes.
Is the fireplace lit now?
The fireplace has a little bit going on inside of it.
Has he nipped off one of his digits?
He has not nipped it off, but it is bleeding. He doesn't actually look like, besides on closer inspection, it looks like his finger is, if you guys want to check, I can give you more information. Who would have, well, none of you guys. Here, maybe you.
At this point, I am completely freaked out. All I want to do is do my purpose for coming here and get the frick out of here.
It's true. We do have that. Okay, so at that point, you guys are freaking out in here. Are you doing anything else?
I'm going to... I don't want to touch him. I don't want to go near him. Does he look like he's just laying on the couch, or does he look like he obviously got
thrown
there? I mean, how does he look like on the couch?
He looks like he got, like, the windows behind him are blown. He looks like he got thrown back there.
All right, well, let's turn around and look from opposite of where he's at.
The opposite of where he is at is there's everything's kind of blown out behind him. Except for the fire that's going, and above the mantle is a giant mural. And the mural is very, what's the word, unsettling in some ways. Because the mural, it shows, it's almost like it's an ancient Babylonian kind of piece. There's a half fish man kind of up there, who has the tail of a fish, and he's kind of up there. The only person I actually probably know what that is him, which is interesting. And it shows almost like, it seems like human sacrifice or something kind of freaky that's sort of lit. Was sort of lit from the room that's kind of things on fire.
Oh, there's things on fire in the room?
Oh, yeah, there's things on fire in the room.
Yeah, where's your candelabra?
Alright, yeah, exactly.
There's kind of things on fire in the room.
Yeah, I want to put out the stuff in the room. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that should be the first order of business.
Okay, roll some dice. Let's see if we can do
this. Alright, so what are they doing?
Trying to put this.
They're trying to put some fire out. I don't know how.
I don't know either.
The jacket. Take my jacket off and...
No. Okay, let's roll. Let's roll dice. Roll one die.
Two.
Five.
Okay. Six. Perfect. Okay, so you guys...
Were they each doing something different?
No, they're each kind of just putting fire out together.
Okay.
Like they're doing something... Because I think you can do cooperative roles. Basically the highest die, and that kind of determines... They can all do it together, and the highest one determines how well they do it. She rolls a six, therefore they're all doing okay.
Okay.
So they're cooperating. They're doing it together. And they're putting out the fire, and you guys were actually able to put out the fire.
John, what'd you roll for that?
He rolled a five. But she rolled a six, so hers was higher, so you guys did it better.
We did it great.
You did it really great. She kind of knows how to put this stuff out. So...
Aaron, what did you roll?
A two.
I'm going to say you let yourself on fire.
So as she's putting this out, she's like, "Ah, I got it." She turns her. You turn around. She
Excuse
sees.
Excuse me. Your ass is on fire.
Yes. You are on fire.
Lovely.
At this point.
Lovely.
You are the hottest chick in this room.
Awesome.
Literally. And you're Miss Scarlet, figuratively as well.
Yeah. All right. Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. Go for it. Yeah, you are rolling around like a fish, and it seems like all the good that you guys have done trying to put it out,
she's now
putting everything back on fire in this room. And the interesting thing is,
would it be the formaldehyde?
There's a trail by exact words. There is a trail that is starting to slowly light.
And is it leading to him?
No. It's going out the door.
Yeah, that would be enough to make me flip the fuck out if I didn't know I did it.
The footprints are lighting on fire.
I think everyone who sees that should do a sanity.
Yeah, yes. I don't think I'd be paying attention because I'm trying to put myself out right now.
You are just trying to get me
sick. I'm trying to get everybody
insane.
I know, but I'm going to hold out.
You better hold out.
Oh, I need
about three,
Plum? What about, what about the man who's...
Plum?
I'm still out.
He's still not. I don't think he's technically conscious.
You didn't go any more sane.
Yeah. And I think I'm not paying attention because I'm trying to put myself out.
Okay. All right, I'll give you
that. I'm rolling around on the ground.
He sees it, you see it. What'd you roll?
One. Three.
Okay.
Now it's three.
At this moment. Everyone had to be at three. Sorry, John. Just trying to move this along.
That was worth setting you on fire.
At this moment.
Awesome.
It was worth it.
I did it for the group.
At this moment. You, all of you, at this moment, every single...
Even me?
You're going to see it in a second.
Okay.
At this moment, you're freaking out. Everyone's kind of freaking out. In the freakiest out moment, from what you can tell, every single gas light has just turned on. And every flame is green.
Awesome.
How lovely.
What?
Does it illuminate?
The whole house is lit. And at that moment, roll them.
Oh, I'm at four.
I'm at five.
Yeah.
Still good.
Just is feeling it now.
So when I wake up, I'm going to be at 5.
Yes, you will. And it will be much harder for you to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's not hard to go crazy at all, because the thing is, I'm already crazy. Don't you understand?
You're already... We're all crazy.
So the entire house is now lit with green flame. And literally, it's not even... everyone's scream goes silent from this. What the crap is happening?
I'm awake now.
Face. Am I still on fire? I like stopped.
Your fire is green.
Oh, good. I'm really rolling now.
This has turned green, 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 green. I'm looking out the door. Everything is green.
Every fire is green.
Green.
Well, it still illuminates because I didn't go any further and say.
Yes. No. You're just like. Well, that's odd. But the whole house is up. The whole house
that's
is
new.
Green. At that moment, part of the house explodes.
Can I tell which part?
This part.
Okay.
Am I awake yet?
Huh?
Am I awake yet?
I'll say you're kind of... wake-ish. Yes. You're kind of messed up, though.
I didn't say you fucking... Oh, look. People. I go out that door.
Which door?
That one down there next to the... Going to the kitchen.
Yes. Okay.
Because nobody actually understands the whole enlightenment of the situation. I'm actually the only one that does actually understand the enlightenment of the whole situation. You know, we've all just made it to the mouth of hell, but nobody actually understands we've made it to the mouth of hell. Here's Tom with the weather.
That sounds like the best reason I've heard all day.
It is. It's the most probably accurate description of the scene. Yes. So you are still rolling on the floor.
5 insanity.
Yes, you are. You're almost there. You're trying to...
Because actually, I know there's only one way out.
There is. There's only one way out.
There is only one way. Kill them. I mean,
not yet, but almost. So,
the voice hasn't told you.
No. So, at this point, you're walking out the room. Mrs. White has walked back into the room.
Actually, when's the last time I got there?
Oh, yeah, you're up.
Okay. I would like to, since I'm...
I think the last time you were up was when you snuck out the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
you're up.
It's back.
Yes.
All right, I would like to, now that I'm partially insane, but, you know, it's illuminating. I smashed the painting. Everything's okay. Kind of. You know what? Let's not focus on it. I would like to saunter to the study.
You would like to saunter to the study. You're walking into the study.
Is the room illuminated?
Yes, every room is illuminated.
Fantastic. Does that potted plant exist? On the board. Is that actually there?
You know what? We'll say it does exist.
Okay. Now, do you need to tell me anything spooky that happens in the room before I do anything in the room?
It usually happens as you do it.
All right. Fair enough.
It usually happens as you do it.
I would like to softly close the door behind me.
Softly close the door behind you.
What way does it open in or close?
It opens in.
Into the room?
Yeah.
Smashing. I would like to take the potted plant, put it at the line in which the door opens, so that
yes.
If it does open, it will knock right over.
Knock that plant right over.
Now, or at least, the windows boarded.
Or at least a Newtonian physics would sell you that.
Yes. Now, are the windows boarded?
Yes, the windows are boarded.
Damn. Okay. Now those two discs.
This is
well, right?
Basically an almost condemned-ish house, sort of.
Okay. In that case, I begin ransacking the room for darkness.
Yes, you do. So, you are ransacking the room. Go for it. Show me what you got.
2 or 1?
You know what? I'm going to only give you 1, because this has nothing to do with soldiering.
Okay, or hunting, or traveling the world.
Yeah, so you're working around. I'm just going to say that I'll maybe take another little turn of searching.
All right.
To do it. But you're flipping desks. You're flipping everything over.
That sounds accurate. I still have the candelabra.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Yeah, you still have it, even though the lights are all on. Which is kind of weird.
Yes, it is.
But totally makes sense to me. I'm going to go to Mrs. White, and then I'm going to go to the 3 of you.
With new illumination in the house, White will...
set the candle that she was carrying in a glass. She sets it down so she can use two hands to hold onto her box.
Yes, she does.
And she's going to, clutching it to her chest, she's going to try and get out of this room and go for the exit. She doesn't realize that that the thing has blocked the door, but she's going to try and get over there and start doing the door.
As you walk past, you can hear this door shut and stuff just start knocking all over the place.
Pisha.
Exactly.
She goes to the door to try and get out of the house.
You see one painting on the walls knocked over. Only one.
Just the one.
Just the one.
So she's trying to get out of the door.
Yeah, you're trying to get out of the door and you just can't budge it. But you are aware there's another door to the hall, in the hall.
She'll go around to that other door and try that door.
Tries that door. Does not do anything, but you are fairly sure that you know where the key might be.
Can I remember where it is?
Yes.
Do I need a roll?
No.
Where is it?
It's in the study.
In the study. Do I think I could use my knife?
We know where the key is.
Do I think I could use my knife to jimmy the lock?
You can try.
I would like to try. Would I get to use my occupation die as well?
For B&E?
No.
No.
Unless she has a secret occupation.
Unless she has a secret occupation.
Wow. Yeah. I think the knife broke.
Yeah. Ow.
That's pretty bad.
Damn.
So you try. Hopefully the key didn't get the knife doesn't get stuck in the hole.
Can we roll for that?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll see in the future what happens. So you are making your way over to there, and I'm actually going to let's take another just five minute break.
Here we go.
So we are in the ballroom, and the Reverend, the good Reverend, and there is a woman flopping on the ground hysterically, who seems to have put out green flames.
So I finally put them out
with her butt.
On my butt.
With her booty. And you are just kind of looking at these still sort of burning shoes prints on the ground.
What do I do? I think we're getting out of there. And heading towards...
So this whole area is completely on fire.
Oh,
you can go out of one of these three doors.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going?
It happens. This door.
This one?
Yes.
Where are you going to go?
Heading back towards the dining room.
Okay, where were you going?
Me? I was actually going toward the dining room.
Okay, so you guys are both kind of heading this way. So,
I can't believe it. No, it's like, I understand.
Aaron, you're flip-flopping on the ground.
Okay, should I put the flames out?
Yeah, your flames are out at this moment.
Okay, then I'm going to stand up. Does the mural look at all like a map?
The mural, this one in here?
Yeah.
Are you going to use your occupational die?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Four.
Strangely enough, you've seen some of these patterns before, and it could very well be something like that. You could take a closer look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, so
definitely.
You go up and take the, I'm just putting this into your four. You take it off, and actually, it's interesting, you pull it back. You pull the mural back, and as it's against the flame, you start to see that there's maybe a watermark, or do you know what I'm saying? Something that's like
underneath.
Well, no, that's interesting. That's, like, as I'm looking at it, there's things that are being connected. Like, I look at it, and there's parts that are being lit up, and there's parts that are not being lit up, and it does strangely enough look like a very large map.
Okay, I'm studying it. I'm just
and you're pretty fairly sure like, what this is a map of. Yeah, this is a very, very large map, and you're pretty sure, and you're seeing her looking at this thing, and you're
well, at this point, I'm at a four, so
my, you know, obsessional side is kicking in.
Yes.
And, you know, I've been putting off getting to the library, you know, being distracted from one thing to another. And doggone, I'm going to find that library!
Yes, you are.
So I head out this way, and I'm just, actually, I don't know where the library is, so I'm just looking in one room after another.
Yes.
So I'm going into the building.
No. This room, this is on fire, right? This whole area. This is now pretty much inaccessible. This whole area.
Unless we're five, right?
It could be. I mean,
Sanity 5?
I don't know. This room is on fire. You cannot move past this point. It's what you're
seeing. Don't worry about it. Tom, you hit my sanity, you become invincible.
Yep, it's true.
Sweet.
He's invincible. No, wait a second. I'm invincible, and so am I. So,
yes. Yes, we are. The seven of us right here are just invincible.
We are perfect.
So I duck into the billiards room trying to find the
library.
I have
seen the beauty of the seven that are one. And so, so you walk into the, billiard room, and, the room is completely lit up, and, yeah, what are you looking for? What are you doing?
Well, I, you know, popped in to see, is that the library? Nope, it's not the library. So I head back out and go on down the hall.
Yes, you hear the click-clack, click, of a pool cue against, clack, click, clack. Balls are going left and right and left and right on that table. And you're kind of, this is interesting. The pool cue isn't moving, but the table is. And it's not that the balls are moving, it's the table's moving and they're being bounced around by this table. Doing this sort of deal.
Okay.
Yeah, that would threaten your sanity, I think.
The billiard ball hitting the ball, right?
Yeah, that's the sound he heard. But the billiard ball is not moving. He heard it distinctly sounds like this, but it's not making that sound. It's this. It's this. He's seeing this, and it's just moving. It's just the table itself is moving. Moving, moving, moving.
You may want to
test that sanity.
Man, you know what? He still is holding it together, barely.
He's like, I'm looking for that library. Who cares about the stupid pool table? I want the library.
Pool table, the house just lit itself up. I'm out of here.
Yes, he did.
I've been putting off that library for too long.
Speaking of that, you,
me and Mrs. White are going to have.
I'm not in yet.
No.
You're still in there.
He's not.
I haven't knocked
close.
Over your plant yet.
No, okay. He hasn't knocked the plant over. So you're rummaging the desk. Rummaging the desk.
Throw it over if I need to.
Yes, I mean, you're throwing.
Tearing open the couch if I need to.
Yes, and at that moment, you're throwing stuff around. You find a folio, a brown manila folio in the study. It's a thick folio, full of papers, full of documents.
What is it labeled on?
Mr. Body's files. There's a series of these, but it seems like that it was taped or something that when you flip the desk, you can see it. It's taped or it's secured to the bottom of the desk.
Okay. Well, do I have a knife on?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but there probably is a letter opener somewhere in the room.
Okay.
You did throw freaking everything across the room, though.
I'm not going to bother with that. I'm going to take it off of it. I'm going to hold it to the light to see what the contents might be.
Oh, it's thick. I mean, it's a lot of papers. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to slowly open it.
Yep.
Sift through, see if there's any title on any page that might be of interest.
That might be of interest to you.
But not read anything.
No. I understand. You're just trying to find if there's some papers in there. There are actually a lot of papers in there.
That are of interest?
Like several papers.
And that's going right in the inner pocket of my officer.
Check it.
Boozer! Is that my turn, or can I do one more thing?
What else do you want to do?
I want to... How heavy is the desk? Or how heavy are the tables?
Oh, I mean, it's just a desk. It's a sitting desk. It's not like an office desk.
Are the
desk.
Windows
it's
in this room barred?
Yes, they're all barred.
Damn.
The whole house is barred in.
Okay. In that case, well, I have what I needed, and I guess I'll go. I pick up the plant. I put it back on the table.
And you push through the door. Or you open the door.
I open the door, and oh, hello, Mrs. White.
And yes, she...
Oh, how are you?
Pardon me, Colonel Mustard. don't mind me. Oh, this place is such a wreck.
She's like with this giant cherry box.
I have something I need to probably straighten up in here. Please excuse me.
One moment, my dear. What is that?
Some of my personal belongings that I have recovered. But the house is on fire. We need to get out, and the door is locked.
Oh, yes, I know. That little corner that I don't care about. Now, what is in the box?
Bust down the door, if you would, please. Get us out of here.
You have failed to answer a gentleman's question as a lady. What is in the box?
My personal things.
What's in the box?
Paperwork?
My
or your
things.
Own accoutrements.
My own personal lady things.
Lady. Very good. The room was horrid. If you want to clean it, clean it. If there's something in here that you want, God help you.
Yes, yes. Have a good day. Be on your way.
And you guys are kind of like,
No, mine isn't the best, so I'm trying to...
No, you guys are both...
You have a bulge in your jacket.
As we switch places in the doorway...
Yeah.
And then I'll shut the door. Boom.
She said shut the door on you.
My back is already to it. I'm already out of here.
She's out the door. Okay.
Search that room.
Okay. Do it.
I'm going to use both dice.
Go. You can do that. Yes. So you're
cleaning
just
lady of this house,
of this specific house. Yeah. She knows this house well.
She knows this house
better
like the back
than
of
any...
What the hell?
That wasn't there before.
So, another age spot.
So you are searching, and you can see, that there is an outline of something that was at the bottom of the desk. And you're pretty sure that the key was somewhere in the desk or somewhere above the door or somewhere. You're searching, and you still can't find it. The room is a mess.
I'm going to spend extra time looking for it.
Okay, so you're going to spend extra time looking for it. We are now at the professor and Mrs. Peacock.
She's smiling. But it's an interesting thing. You have to pick up Bell. You can't prove anything that's gone. No, what's the guy with the guy?
What?
Well, I'm trying to keep up with him and trying to talk to him.
Well, she's just... He's walking.
And
walking.
I'll go into the dining room.
So, at this point, you walk into the dining room. The chandelier is now lit and is on its own, moving upward.
Breaking by itself.
What do you know? It moves. Hey, is that a knife?
Yeah, and so the table is set. Very much set.
Is it like steak knives?
Oh, it's the whole table is set for like a 5-course meal. So there's steak knives, there's butter knives, spoons, there's salad fork, there's dinner fork. I mean, it's every type of thing you can imagine is in the room. It's beautiful. I mean, it has a little bit of dust on everything, but it's beautiful. The walls at this point, you don't know what this looks like, but your character doesn't know what this looks like, but you do. So just imagine this. The walls themselves almost look like lines and lines and lines, like it's almost circuitry. But it's not
the wall would look to me, the player, like cybernetics.
As a character.
Imagine in my mind, that's what I'm saying.
You are your character.
Me.
Personally. Well, it looks like the best way you can explain it is it looks like it's white. The house is wired. But it's not. It's weird. It's
like
old
circuitry
wired. Yeah, but like circuits if they were made 1,000 years ago.
Oh, more like steampunk kind of crap.
Yeah, it's okay. Like
Mesopotamian
wiring.
Okay.
You know they had grenades.
Aztecian.
Yes, they did.
They were called Mollies.
Yeah, Aztecian.
this is pretty much a
and
natural.
And at this point, the house is starting. You can all start feeling it. It feels as if the house itself is now breathing.
Yeah, I'd pick up a steak knife off the table and have it in basically like the thrust position. Yeah, it's, you know, it's everything.
Okay, here's Johnny.
Here's
Johnny.
See, what you don't understand is everything that's around us, everything that's in here, everything around us, this thing is actually alive. It's alive, it's breathing, and it took my shoes.
I've given my shoes.
Do you see my shoes? Look at my, I got my, look at my feet. I imagine the fire burned my shoes off.
Yeah, you don't have any shoes on.
You see, look, it took my shoes!
So Mrs. Peacock, what are you doing? Except for following Professor, where are you going?
I think I'm going to stop following the professor.
The professor is quite mad.
The professor gives you sanity checks.
Where are you sneaking?
Just scurry out.
Where are you going to go?
The lounge.
Okay, have fun.
See what I can do. Bye-bye.
Have fun. I'm going to go see if there's anything better than this.
Are you going to go in the lounge itself?
Yes.
Wait, are you sure you can go back in the lounge?
Yes.
You know, you can have fun in there. I'm going to go see if I can find something that's a little bit better than this. I'm going to go to the kitchen.
Okay. So you go to the kitchen. The Reverend... I'm going to say the Reverend, then we'll go to Scarlet.
Okay.
I'm heading next door. I'm just heading right down the hallway. Looking for that library.
You are now in the library.
Eureka!
That is true. That is what you say.
There is a God. Maybe.
Maybe.
We hear from down the hall. I knew it. Reverend.
I knew it. I knew it. Yeah. So, are you wanting to look in the
yes,
the library?
I have no idea what I'm looking for, but I'm looking.
You're looking for anything.
I'm looking for anything that would tell me about this house.
Yes. Okay. So, roll for me.
Well, since I'm an expert on haunted houses...
Yes, you are.
2 and 3.
Yeah, you're an awesome expert. So, you're going through, and you can actually see something interesting. I mean, for a haunted house person, he has a large amount of books on, I mean, occultic stuff, but ancient Mesopotamian architecture, which is kind of interesting. He has a lot of books on the practices of preserving the dead, and books on lots of strange, spooky-ish kind of books. Yeah.
Him in second.
So he has a lot of books, and it's interesting because this house has some similarities to some of the other houses you might have written about, but maybe more real. Actually, as you're flipping through one of the boxes, you feel a hand slap hits you on the back of the head. Ha! What the?
Was it from the door? The door?
No. He's like overlooking in there.
I look around. Who's there? Who is that?
And as you turn around, you get hit face first, knocked on your butt. A book slapped you right in the face.
Yeah, that's kind of twisted.
Wait, which book was it?
What?
What book was it?
Okay. The Rise and Fall of the Western Civilization in the latter half of the 21st century.
It's actually a diary, but it hit you right in the face.
I think that would test your sanity.
It's not Anne Frank's diary either.
That was before Anne Frank would... Yes.
Yes, I know. That would be a little
would
weird.
Be really freaky.
This time-traveling diary.
That's speaks of these...
I would test your sanity.
Yeah, let's do a sanity check.
Oh! So now we have two people that are fucked.
Yes, you're both right at the verge. You're at the precipice of enlightenment.
I've got to find out what is wrong with this house.
What?
I'm going to use that tomorrow.
You are seriously, you're at the precipice of pure enlightenment. You guys feel so sane right now. This is the most sane you have ever felt. Well, until you're about to feel more sane. But you're on the precipice looking over to the vastness of eternity, feeling part of everything.
I'm going through that diary!
I'm going to find myself something sharper.
So you start to read the diary, then I'll tell you what's in the diary.
Okay.
So we are at... Are we at... Yes, we're at you.
Okay, so I'm studying this thing. Am I pretty sure that I memorized this? I know
you are
where this leads to.
Too sure that you know where this leads to.
Getting out of Dodge.
Yes, you are getting out of Dodge.
These doors...
You start to move the doors all shut. You are locked in this room as of now.
I'm trying the doors, because at this point, I'm at a four. I don't care. Weird shit's been happening. I don't care. I'm getting out of the doors.
You're hitting the doors. You're banging on the doors. You have this giant painting.
Mural.
Have you rolled it up? I mean, it's not solid. It's a.
Oh, I can roll it.
Yeah, it's canvas.
I rolled it up.
At least,
and all the fire.
At least you think it's canvas.
At this point, it's canvas. I'm
Question.
Convinced.
Are all the fires out in the room?
This is canvas.
It's starting to move in your hands. Yes.
Okay. That's a sad.
It's canvas.
It's the skin of a Cornish.
It's not canvas. It's not canvas.
We got another fire.
You are on the precipice of enlightenment.
This is amazing. I have to show this to somebody.
No, it literally, it's moving.
This
in
is
your
the
hands.
Secret to the world.
This is the secret to the world.
All the answers are in this document.
The young man high on acid realizes that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. That we're all of one consciousness and sort of in ourselves in a subjectory. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream with an imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather. It's not a want of personal drugs, it's a want of personal freedom. That's what it is. Okay, keep that in mind all times, alright?
You're so high. So,
You're still trying the doors.
I mean, you're trying to guard your newfound child in your arms. This is the most valuable thing.
In fact, I'm actually trying to walk through the walls now.
You are trying to walk through the walls.
The doors don't work, so now the walls have to work.
Yes, the walls have to.
The walls have to work. They have to work. If the door doesn't, they're breathing anyway, so obviously
the whole house is breathing. Yeah.
She must be crazy.
She's
writhing. Who can't
walk
the walls?
I mean, it's writhing with life.
He doesn't have
shoes.
Walls.
He can't walk through walls.
I can't walk through walls. The house took my shoes.
Well, this sounds like a very personal problem.
So all of you at this point, the house is moving. You.
Whoa, I'm still at three.
No, I know.
Okay. So
you guys,
this isn't the house. This isn't the world responding.
No. You feel life flowing through you.
I try to synchronize my breathing.
Yes, I mean you can feel it just moving. The house heartbeat is calling to you.
Yes, it is. You're right.
I know. That's why I need to make sure everyone else leaves, because this house is mine.
Yes.
I will write a masterpiece.
Yes, you will. So, the Colonel has just walked out, had the door slammed behind him.
I'm going to check the door to the hall. How are they responding to me?
The door will not open. The door is locked.
What about the double doors?
The double door is shut. It is blocked. You cannot get through it.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the locked door. And is it a good sturdy old door? Or is it kind of a not that much?
This is a real door. This is not the doors that they use in prefab houses now.
Okay, this is a real door.
This is a real wooden door. Okay. The kind of wooden doors you need an 18th strength to knock down a D&D.
There it goes. Okay.
A 95 bars lift case.
It has a key. It needs to be unlocked.
Okay.
You know, there's more than one way to open the door. I mean, it's not just a key, but you need something like nice and heavy.
But as you are trying to turn the door. Turn the door. The door handle moves.
Okay.
That's a little creepy.
No way, as I'm turning the door handle,
No, it's not. It's moving in his hand now. Like, it's like, well, that's weird.
Oh, it moves on its own.
No, it's moving with your hand now. Like, you're like, whoa.
Now you can turn it.
Okay.
Then I'm going to put my shoulder into it and try to open it then.
Yes. Turning. And it kicks you on your butt. It opens towards you, not in. It opens out.
Okay.
So it pushes, like, no. It kicks you.
The door itself checks you instead of you checking the door. It's a Soviet Union door.
You literally pushed as hard as you could, and as you pushed it, it kicked you back.
It's okay, it's mostly good.
So it kicked you back.
It's door made in Soviet Russia.
It was a pull, not a push door.
It's okay.
Well, no, you're fairly sure you're doing it the right way.
Now, my candelabra, I imagine, has flown somewhere?
You can check. I'm guessing probably.
Nope. Dirty and British.
Yeah, but it lands right on you, and it's standing up, and it's on your chest.
I pick myself up, and I realize, my God, I've just had my ass handed to myself by a door.
You got your ass kicked by a door.
Is the door still closed?
The door is totally shut.
In my searches through the study, did I find a key?
No. You were looking for a key.
Okay. At this point, I'm rather displeased at Miss White, and I'm going to open the door and ask how she is.
So you open the door, and Miss White is on all fours searching the ground, and from in the rear between you and Mrs. White is this giant cherry wood box. I mean, it's about yay big.
The one she was carrying?
Yes.
The very one.
The very box. And she's kind of doing what Miss White does.
Okay. Okay, so she has not yet noticed me.
This study, is it sort of like where Mr. Body
studied
and maybe had some of his trinkets from his adventures?
This was his...
Would there be a safari machete on the wall?
As we're all looking to get armed now.
I don't
have
running.
Not at all.
You know what?
You'll find
it's
one in 100 years.
Way up there.
You've got to actually stack the desk on top of each other to get to the machete.
No, right. It's up there.
When Colonel Mustard comes in, Mrs. Buddy goes, "Get the fuck out of here! Right now!"
Okay. I'm going to throw the candelabra.
Oh, my God.
We're lighting the little women on fire.
This is where we start. Okay, now he's a warrior, though, so he does get two dice. You get one, you're defending. Do you get higher than a five? Oh, my gosh.
Defender wins, right?
I said defender wins. So he throws this green flaming candelabra.
I want to Big Trouble Little China it and catch it and throw it right back.
I want quite the opposite. I want it so it lands on your chest.
Well, but I won the defense.
He won the defense.
So
now he has.
So
to,
now
he
can, I'm going to retaliate back with the throwback.
He can now. He can do this. There, so you won't. You're going to defend.
And you can defend that.
Yep. Damn it!
Right on your chest.
Well, I'm throwing it away.
No, because
no,
he
said little China right back at me.
No, because what he's going to do is try to grab it and throw it back.
I caught it with the five.
Okay,
he
was
going
to defend it.
I caught it with the five. I threw it with a one.
He tries throwing it, and it breaks against the wall behind you.
No, I want to roll to say it lands on his chest, his wooden box chest.
The chest, not your chest.
The
box.
But not the bosoms.
Okay. The bosoms.
Okay, so... Oh, God.
Hold on, Tracy. We need to get a picture of what John was just doing, please.
This.
Please, you just need to go on the other side of the table.
I'm good. I'm good on that, thank you. I've got myself from back here.
You know what? I think that's a great idea. And I say yes.
All right, so the candelabra landed.
The candle, you grab it, throw it,
and it doesn't
land on Colonel Mustard. It falls short and lands and starts lighting your chest on fire. Your box.
She leaps.
Your wooden box.
She leaps to go and protect the box.
Okay.
To knock the fire and everything.
thing away.
No, matter of fact, let's have someone else go. I'll come back to it.
Because that's been a lot of what we just did.
That was a lot of what you just did. I'm going to say we're at Peacock.
All right.
You're the last one we've done anything with.
Okay. Well, I've just been running around like crazy, and I'd like to find some answers. So,
yes, she would.
I've got my spoons in my bosom.
Yes, she would.
And I would like to.
God, I love going to cons.
You're going to have to explain that when we're done.
I would like to ransack the room and the perimeter and see what I can find.
See what you can find. Roll.
Okay.
Only gaming, will you ever hear the term?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so you were able to go around the room, and you're starting to hear this again. In the corner. In a trap door. You can see a trap door.
Go check it out.
Open it.
It's just insane enough.
You stay away from it.
So, so as you go, you lift up. You lift up the movie. It stops right as you go to grab it. You lift it up. You look, and there's nothing. As you kind of breathe a sigh of relief, a gigantic rat. Gigantic rat just jumps out and lands in the middle of the room.
Oh, great. R-U-S.
Oh, no. They're not real. Rodents of extraordinary size. Those don't exist.
Nah. Not unless you live in New York. They don't exist. No ways. Although they
being the lady that you are, you were freaked out.
I was freaked out. But nothing too unusual since this is a really I shoo it away with a spoon.
You have a spoon. Okay.
Because it's still in my hand.
You do have a spoon. I throw it on your bosom.
No, she opened the drawer with
it. I opened the drawer with it, but I didn't put it back. It's still in my hand.
Open the door with her bosom is what? Right?
Yes. Oh.
That's a trick.
That is
a trick that only people like us can
see.
I have no idea. So, as you're looking around, you are looking, and behind one of those is a small wall safe. And you somehow figure out birthday, someone's birthday, your birthday.
The Queen's Jubilee.
Open it up and find a stack of letters, probably about this big.
And as this
is going on, as you look at the letters, you know what they are. Smells like you a long time ago. The player piano starts to play in the room, and it plays your song.
Oh, here.
That would strike a mental chord that would shiver you to the bone.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. All right.
Five.
It sure did.
Yes, it did.
But you're armed with spoons. You're going to be like,
you know what, though?
Okay. You know what? You can accompany
You are on the precipice of enlightenment. And you feel so good. Almost. You're not the best you'll ever fear. You're almost to the place of pure just delight and euphoria. You've never... Oh, crazy people. How we love you. So, only crazy people think they're sane.
Me and
you know, a crazy person never goes, man, am I insane? Crazy person goes, I feel so good right now. Everything makes sense. So, Mrs. Peacock is freaking the crap out, or should we say, almost Mrs. Body. So
me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think we're to you.
Okay.
Yes?
So I'm standing next to the door, and the wall. I'm convinced that I can just go through the wall.
You're absolutely...
I start patting the wall. It's okay. We can leave this place out here. We can leave. And I'm just petting the wall, talking to the walls.
Yeah, that's a little freaky. You're petting the wall.
I'm petting.
And as you're petting the wall, the door just kind of...
Okay, let's go.
See,
I'm cradling. I'm cradling
now.
The...
That's five and six?
Oh, it makes total sense.
I'm cradling the moving...
The moving document. The breathing document.
The breathing document in my arm.
It is a breathing...
And I'm just going towards the door, the hallway.
And as you do this, you can... as the flickering, you start to... The flickering of the light is moving to the sound. And it's not the heartbeat which you're feeling now. That you're, most of you are feeling right now. I don't think you are.
I'm at four.
But you are, and you are, and you are, and you are.
Right.
It's just getting more and more clear.
Right. We're becoming one.
Yes.
Yes, the house and I are becoming one.
And so...
I know. I love you too.
I know. And at this point, you guys all start... the guys at five all start hearing this. It's like... There can be only one. You know you're the one.
I know. I know that. I know this. I've known this for quite some time. Don't you understand?
You know I've missed you. I've missed you for so long.
I'm going back to the dining room.
That's what she heard.
I'm going back to the dining room.
You heard. This is only.
I like your story.
I'm going back to the dining room.
What?
I like her story.
Yeah. This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go find.
I told you. This is real. This is what your whole journey has been leading up to. You. So actually, Mr. Green is my next person. You are actually able to walk through the door. You had to hurt the hallway.
Yeah, I'm going back to the dining room. There's people there. I know. I'm gonna go talk
you
to
are
them.
The, there are people there.
Yeah.
So
my friends.
You
are there.
See this diary. You see this diary, and basically it is Mr. Body's diary, and this is a diary that was probably written 50, 60 years ago. Well, probably like 40, 50 years ago, when he was a younger man. And it just basically details some of his discoveries on some of the ancient practices of Mesopotamia and the Egyptians and Babylon. Well, that's Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
But all of the different regions and how they dealt with their dead and what their thoughts were concerning the pyramids and what their thoughts were concerning life after death and all of this stuff. And Mr. Body was talking about performing strange and new rituals inside of his home in the basement. And how he was longing to preserve his life. And how his legacy would be fulfilled through the house.
The house is Body. He is the house. I finally understand it now.
Yes, you do.
There can only be one. This is my house.
This is my house.
This is my house. Nobody's ever going to evict me from it ever again. I'm never going to leave. I love this house.
I love this house.
This is a good house.
This is the best house.
This is a great. This is the best house in the world. I can't get this kind of entertainment anywhere else. No.
And with that, I think it is the best.
So the Reverend has the book in his hand.
To reveal this to the world.
This is the great. He
will bow down before me. I will become God.
He's acting like he's a six already. Hey, I don't care. Go crazy.
You can be God all you want. You just can't do it in my house. No, my house, not yours. Mine.
So, at this point, we move back to, I think, Mrs. White.
No. The professor. The professor's
in the kitchen.
I get something sharper, like, I don't know, a meat cleaver or...
Yes, hanging from the rack in the ceiling is a gigantic meat cleaver.
You'll do just fine. Yeah, you're such a pretty little blade, aren't you? I'm gonna...
continue looking for what I'm looking for.
At this point, all of you...
You need to be decorated.
No, 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 no. All of you start to feel a little strange, as if the center of gravity is being changed right at that moment.
Okay.
The center of gravity is being moved, and it's switching to 180 degrees.
So now we're walking on the ceiling.
Oh, what a feeling.
I'm too busy studying the blade notes. You need to be decorated. I think I know someone who can help us with that.
I'm on the ceiling. I think that requires another sanity.
Yes, yes. The house is now flipped.
I'm good.
No, you're good.
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's six.
That's a six. Right. You are now currently at five, and you have now heard the phrase as you are staring at this woman in white.
Which phrase?
What?
What phrase?
The phrase of...
There can only be one. I know.
She can't be the one. Only you can be the one. You're the hero.
You act like this is new news.
I'll walk on the ceiling, out the door.
She's a villain. She's a villain. She's a villain.
So you're outside of the room?
Hi! Can you help me with something?
No. So, Miss
this
Scarlet.
Isn't colored yet. And you look good in red.
Yeah, I take off my stiletto.
She might have other stuff going on too. You never know. It's a long dress.
That's right.
Freak.
You that's right. You don't even know.
You might get your complete behind handed to you. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah. You look really good in red. I want to test the theory. I'll charge her.
Okay. One and two. One, you get one die. Unless you're going to use your insanity as well.
Sure, why not?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Either way.
I got a four.
So, you go to grab her, and she...
No, I got a cleaver. I'm going to charge her.
Right, going to what do you do?
Me? Yes. I'm grabbing it and going back on it.
Okay, now you roll against him.
Five.
Three.
Oh! You have now...
I'm going for...
You have now just...
My word. She has studied the ways of the Orient.
Well, yeah, she's studied the way more than that.
Yeah!
She has essentially killed you.
I can't do a German accent, but I'm now speaking in German.
Oh, well. No.
Ich bin ein Zeitgeist. Wahnsinnsgeist.
I am not the one! Highlander! How do you
dead.
Die? How do you die?
In a showery mess of blood, guts, and gore. My head is decapitated, starts rolling across the roof, if that is forever and all possible.
Yes, the house has been flipped.
And I'm a squirter.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am Z1.
I am Z1.
And then the head spots legs
and
go away.
Doctor.
I am the I'm.
Yeah, so exactly. She can actually use that accent. So now you have
a cleaver
in one hand
and a shoe in the other.
I'm actually going to say, roll your insanity die again. You did straight up kill the dude. Wait, on the ceiling. And you know what? Whatever.
Wait, it's cool.
I'm killing on the ceiling.
wait. But if the stiletto is here.
I was creating it. It was tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My bosom.
Okay. Now that we're.
Yeah, the bosom.
She has similar training to you. So yes, she's able to.
Is my box still on the true floor? Is my box?
Yes.
So it's above me on the floor.
Hanging
on fire.
On fire.
Right? On fire.
You are the only ones hanging from everything else is right except for you.
Okay.
Which would make perfect sense.
It does. It does.
Is he on
the
fire
whole world
from diving
is upside
on it?
Down.
What?
Is he on fire from diving on it?
He actually fell and hit the ceiling because he was trying to hold on. There's not much to hold on to on the ceiling. He's not on fire. Kayla, what are you doing?
Are you still going for your box?
All right, so my plan is to leap off of his body to jump up to the floor.
Wait, you're not on?
He fell. No.
We're both on the ceiling.
You're both now on the ceiling.
Okay.
And he's trying to run and
launch
jump
off
to
you,
grab the box off the ceiling.
And jump up, i.e. down, to get to my box.
He has training. He did this as a maid.
You know what? I'm actually gonna flip the script. Why the hell not? I'm gonna throw you up too.
And I'm going to risk my sanity to get this done.
Oh yes, you are.
Do I get two because I'm a muscle man?
Yes, why not?
Six.
I want to say, okay.
But you know, defender wins.
So I was defending because he was jumping on me.
Yeah, but you were going to throw him up anyways.
Okay.
Did you really need to roll? You threw him up on the
No, because if I won, then I could do something fun with where I threw him.
Okay, well, he won. Okay. So. Throw him up, and you're grabbing onto this box.
I want to grab the box.
Was your insanity die higher than your...
No, my humanity was.
You're grabbing onto this box. You're hanging from the ceiling, and you see things you should never see. You go crazy just from that. So...
I'm dead.
Yes, you are. You are dying.
Yeah!
How am I dying? I'm decapitated.
But the interesting thing is, the blood, your blood is being soaked into the house itself, and the house is getting brighter and brighter and brighter.
All right, so you're now hanging from your box.
I'm hanging from my box.
Question. Breathing, fingers digging into it, louder and louder.
The machete you mentioned earlier.
Yes, the machete is now on the ground.
I retrieve it.
Oh, God. You are dead, John.
Is the key still... So no key has magically found itself in the ceiling with me, right?
No.
Okay.
We started as friends, now it's the last man standing.
But you do have a different perspective on the room, though. Looking at the floor, looking down on the floor, than what you would have before. I'm just saying you can check the room, see if you can find it.
I have no reason to believe it's in here.
Okay.
Can I leave?
You can walk out the door.
But the door...
Did you grab the machete?
Yeah.
He kind of has to jump up to get out of the door there, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. But you can get out. That's not something very hard to do.
All right. I leave the mad woman to burn alive.
Right. You never know. Okay. He walks out the door. No reason to believe the key is in there. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I want to. You know, if the chandelier or the candelabra with the foot, I just knock it out of the way.
Yes.
As I'm holding onto the box, dangling from what's now the ceiling slash floor.
You're holding onto the lid, aren't you?
Yeah. Just trying to get my fingers under it just to kind of hold on to it. Is the key... Do I see the key nearby? Is it within arm's reach?
We're going to see. Yes. He grabs the key. Has the key in his hand.
Yeah, but what skills would give him the ability to hold onto a box with one hand as an old woman and reach for this key?
Are you going to roll against
him?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what?
I had my six.
Three.
I got a four.
Go.
They had to beat more.
Oh, that's
I had
right. They
roll.
Beat yours.
All right.
So no, he still got six. That's pretty right. good though. So basically, this old woman, in sheer determination to make sure that she is well to do for the rest of her life, for service to this man, Mr. Body, she is hanging on to this key, and she has this box.
All right. Key goes to pocket. And I will just start doing everything humanly possible to get this box to lift off, to transfer it from being oriented to the floor to oriented to me so that I fall. My assumption is I'll fall then back to the ceiling.
Lula, can you see this? This old woman?
Yes.
I imagine Margaret Thatcher.
Yes!
It's so disgusting.
The Iron Giant Lady?
No. The Iron Lady.
Angela Lansbury.
Lady from
Iron Lady.
Yeah.
Now, are you on fire yet or not?
Jesse Angela
no fire. No fire.
He knocked the candelabra out of the way. That was one of his first things to do.
So can I get it off and transfer it from floor to me?
Let's see. Give me something.
I'm going to risk my sanity to do it.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
I'll use all my dice.
Do it. You got all of it. Wow!
Sandy yes, ended up being the highest number as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I rolled from 4 to 5.
And now you join the club.
And now you are hearing the same words that everyone else is hearing. You feel the surge of new life in your young body. Your blood. You feel the surge of young blood in your body. And you start hearing voices. And now you're starting to hear the professor's voice as well. You're all
hearing these voices. Voices.
So now she's got the box and crashed from floor to ceiling.
Floor to ceiling, has the key in her pocket.
So I have my key, the box, all my other stuff in my bosom.
Right. Kate, Mrs. Peacock, and then to Reverend Green, and then to Miss Scarlet, and then to Colonel Mustard.
Well, I'm quite enjoying myself with my song, my letters.
God, you're a weirdo. Yes.
I put them in my shoe, and I
We have some lunches left over from this morning. They've been in the cooler since this afternoon, and if you want to come and buy them, they're going to be a dollar. So just come over and buy them.
Those lunches were good.
Make me have to take
no more veggies.
I think those were the best.
The veggie sandwich. Okay. Look at Jay. Run, Jay! Run! So, all of you, with the exception of, actually, no. Are you guys all
five?
All in the club.
Yeah, we're all five.
You're all in the club. Oh, my God.
I was the last one in.
I achieved enlightenment faster than anyone.
Yes, you did. You ran headlong
you
into
one
enlightenment.
Professor won.
Yes, he did. He won the game. He got out first.
It was Miss Scarlet in the hallway.
Or did he get in? I don't know. Let's see.
So, it was a meat cleaver.
The meat cleaver.
So,
Peacock.
So, Peacock, you're just enjoying yourself.
I'm enjoying
and where
myself.
Are you going anywhere?
I stick my letters in my shoe and I run towards the hall.
She's running towards the hall. And you saw her run past.
Oh, yes.
The only one.
Yes, I did.
And, knock, 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 whatever. You're trying that. There's something up against her. You come into the hallway. Well, you can sneak around the hallway. You do whatever you want. Mm. You know there's another door because you've been here a couple times.
That's right, that's right. I try the other door.
This door.
So they're all over there.
Yes.
Oh, they're all in one place. That'll be easy.
They're all in one convenient place.
So you, Mustard, and Mrs. Peacock, you happen to see. I'll come back to you. Then it was the Reverend.
Now that I know the truth that the house is the body.
The body is the house.
The body is the house. And the basement is where it took place. I must go to the basement.
The basement is
so where I race.
So you get run out the door.
And I'm looking along the floor trying to find, you know,
you
where I can get to the basement.
Run straight into Mrs. Peacock. And you run straight into Colonel Mustard. We'll come back to you guys in a second because you all ran together. Scarlet.
I didn't run.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You're there. But I'm saying you're all in the same hall.
Correct.
You're all right there. Scarlet.
But Mrs. Peacock has her back to me.
Yeah, but you can't see her. This is like a...
Okay, there's something there. But yeah. I saw her run past.
Yes, you did.
I'm sneaking down the hallway and doing the whole subterfuge thing and looking around the corner.
Okay, you're looking around the corner.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of people there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sneaking up behind Mrs. Peacock. And doing the whole, like, behind the back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She's going to kill you.
Oh, yeah. You have spoons.
All right. I think she should roll to the sneak.
Okay, roll the sneak. You get two.
You know what? She's also
five.
Only wearing one shoe.
Five. I am.
She's also only wearing one shoe, which
you
we kind of mess
your
you up.
Too.
I just beat
it. Oh, and you slip.
You forgot to put both shoes on.
That's true. And you slip and fall. Bam.
Kill me, will you?
That actually is the door to the cellar, that area. That's the cellar.
Okay.
Do I
That's
roll
another room.
Into the door?
Huh? I don't know, do you?
Sure.
Okay, she slips and falls. Whoa! And actually,
into the cellar.
Falls down into the cellar.
How can you fall down the cellar when we're on the ceiling?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I have to go up the stairs.
Up the stairs. So she hits it
and open the door.
And now you have to go upstairs.
And
upside down. Which is kind of weird.
Sandy check.
Oh, I don't know if that's weird. She hasn't started climbing the stairs upside down yet.
Okay.
So comes to Colonel Mustard and the machete.
Colonel Mustard has a machete. He's in the hall with Reverend Green and
Mustard
with
has a machete. Scarlet has a meat cleaver.
Mrs. Peacock. Father!
I have a diary.
Can anyone open this door?
I am not interested in the door. The secret is in the cellar.
The secret is in
Seller!
Yeah.
Oh, oh dear God.
Dear Lord.
You're useless to me. You're dead.
I was the one man that could have saved you.
The secret is in the...
He goes right through the diary.
Puts the machete in here.
Right through you.
Okay, Cease sees this, though.
And you have seen this crap. And it's actually probably your turn.
Wouldn't that make you flip out a little? Just
I think that would
flip
out.
Guy
I think that that's would flip a sanity check.
Okay, Peacock, you're
yeah,
now flipped out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So
roll your flip.
Roll sanity.
Oh, yeah,
roll. Roll six. It probably won't knock you out.
It probably won't. No,
oh,
you're fine.
Yeah,
no,
you're so crazy, you're all right.
She has her letters. It's hard. It's hard. No, it's hard to get six.
Yeah, at this point it's hard.
Like, at this point it's hard to totally go crazy.
Yeah.
But you can do it. I've seen it happen. Okay, so we are now...
No, Peacock. And
so now Peacock, we have, that's right, now it's your turn.
Peacock.
Now can you way. Open the door?
No, he's... Yeah. She, you just saw him kill her. You can actually make any action now. But you don't have anything.
Yeah, you have a spoon.
I don't know what can you do.
Run like hell?
I think that's the option I have. So I'm in the doorway to the
You're also not used to walking on the ceiling, are you?
No.
So you're going to miss the little nice, convenient little chandelier thingy?
I don't know, maybe.
The medallions.
The fancy medallions you put all over the ceiling?
This is a mansion.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's a Art Deco, it's a sculpted ceiling.
And just to make this not so confusing, the whole house flips back over again.
All right.
You have to roll again?
Okay. So I was in the doorway
to
the cellar.
Back all fallen. You're falling down.
But I was in
again.
The doorway to the cellar.
And now you fell down.
I
fell
down the stairs.
Somehow land with me.
Yeah, go for it. You guys
yeah,
can all roll
spot. Play. I roll down. Yeah, I was like, oh.
Go ahead.
Five. I fell down the stairs, and I'm fine.
Yeah. What'd you get, two?
Three. I stumbled to my knees.
Yes, but you still have your box and you still have your key. Okay.
So, no one's at a tactical disadvantage.
Okay. Let's
okay.
No, but I'm in the cellar. And apparently, don't have.
I don't know
what
I'm in
the cellar still. Okay, let's.
Not yet.
Can you open this door? The secret's in the whack.
Doesn't exactly. The secret's in the sack.
Isn't that the way it always
you
works?
Didn't
yes,
answer my
it
question.
Has to.
Don't go down them.
Yeah, exactly. And she just happened to
fall down the cellar stairs.
Go
down
where you don't want to go.
You're going to run into the cellar?
Yeah, you're going to go down the cellar?
Yeah.
Okay, so you run down into the cellar. We'll get to you with Miss Scarlet.
Yeah, I landed.
White.
All right. White will come bursting out of the study, charging for the hall to get to the door.
Okay. So, yeah. Out of my way, bitches!
Didn't I kill
Angela
you?
Lansbury.
You're not foaming at the mouth. She tries to unlock the door.
Give me what you got.
Occupation die as well?
Yeah. I mean, you're able to finagle the door a little bit.
I say you don't.
Oh no.
Four. Oh, dude, you rolled six on your insanity die.
Yep.
You are now crazy.
Yep.
He's killing
yep,
people
he just
anyway.
Risked his insanity.
It's like, how so, we know
but
the difference.
I think technically he still succeeds.
He succeeds.
So he succeeds.
He does. He succeeds, but now he is
but
at
now
six.
He is totally
so he also nuts. Has to describe how he goes crazy.
Yes, you have just now gone crazy.
I see a key. I see a door that needs a key. I see you have that key. I cut your hand off.
Look at the man. Now look at me. Now look back at your man. Now look back at me.
I have your hand!
You use the hand.
You realize that your man is not me, but he can smell like me.
Oh, God. John, Mrs. White needs to seriously get out of this one. I would risk it.
I'm going to risk my sanity to try and deflect his blow with the box.
No. Yeah.
So you just killed another one?
No, I took her hand.
No, her hand is now gone, and the key is still in the door connected to her hand.
Oh,
That will probably risk my sanity.
Yes. Your hand has got cut off.
Nope.
Nope.
It's bad, but not so bad.
Five. Just not as bad as it could be.
Not as bad as it could be.
Wow.
Whoa. This is really gruesome.
No, only when you mentioned machete.
This game,
that's true.
This game went south real quick.
Yes, it did.
South
of hell.
I did miss the machete. It did go there.
I ran this room and apparently didn't notice the machete.
This is gone to like an 80s movie. So, this is no longer a 30s movie. This is an 80s movie. Slasher flick.
I'm going to go total single white female on her and take my stiletto heel and just go for her face.
I don't even know if you see her.
She came running down the stairs.
I know, but you rolled down the stairs.
And I rolled for it because of my ability. Yeah.
She's going to kill you. Okay, go for it.
And I'm going to risk it.
I love everybody here today.
And I rolled a 6.
Holy crap, you just...
do you want to try to roll and defend?
You went crazy. You'll have to get a 6.
Are you putting your insanity too?
Yeah, risk your sanity.
Risk your sanity.
Yeah.
6.
Yeah.
No.
You get stilettoed in the eye.
Welcome to the house.
Okay, we have two absolutely crazy people.
One without
two. You have no eye. You're dead.
Two dead people. Two crazy
you
people.
Are
three
maimed.
Dead people. I'm maimed.
Yeah, there's three dead people.
Three dead
yeah,
people.
I
somebody
jam
who's maimed.
The stiletto into her face. There can... Yes, that can be only fun. Fun, I say. Fun.
Can't you see me? No.
And I just keep kind of.
That sounds about insane, crazy.
That's so
person.
Weird. Okay, and as that happens, as you stab her, you see something quite strange.
Oh, for her,
strange
it's
anymore?
Normal.
Oh, it's probably very normal.
Right.
You can see the glowing sarcophagus. It looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
When did you become German?
The whole freaking time.
Oh.
You all have a secret.
We all have a secret.
Hers was she was German.
I went insane enough to it out.
So, you see this large glowing sarcophagus, and the sarcophagus is glowing at the same speed, same thing. And it's beaming with light, and all of a sudden you see one of the most beautiful things you've ever seen. It seems like as if these gears or something is moving. These stone pieces are moving around.
13 ghosts? 13 ghosts?
No, that would be tight though. But no, it's not that. I wish that movie was good. That was such a great idea.
Idea, yeah, but yeah. Not
great
a
idea,
good movie.
Poorly executed.
Yeah.
You sucked that movie up, sir. It looks so tight.
It did.
It could have been good.
Could have been so good.
Yeah.
You could have been a contender.
It could have been such a sweet movie. Man, that pisses me off. So, gosh, that was such a good idea. So good.
So we're back to Mrs. White.
So, you see this beautiful, beautiful
sight.
I go
site. Over.
You're
yes.
In.
I will be the one. We will be together soon, my dear.
Yes. So,
what are you pointing at me? I'm dead.
I'm trying to think. Okay, I'm going to go to Handless.
Alive,
well, we
alive,
have three
alive.
Dead.
Yes.
Three dead.
It's only, okay. You're insane. You're insane. You're the only one not insane.
Do you drop your
but
box
you are
now that you have one less hand?
No.
No, she's grasping
you're
on that.
You're bleeding.
She can get a new hand.
She holding onto the
she
box
can
with
buy
the,
a new hand.
Holding onto the box with the hand, I'm going to begin repeatedly bludgeoning Colonel Mustard with my stump.
Oh my god. Not the box?
No, I have to hold on to that.
She's still sane enough that... Yes!
She yes! Is.
It's official. We are now the House of Crazies.
I think she...
And I am at 6 now.
I think she technically killed you.
With the bony end? What's...
Damn!
Oh! Oh.
You...
Damn.
I don't know...
Crunch!
Bone?
Are you...
I don't know... Dude,
is
he
I,
won!
Is only bone.
All right. I'm gonna say that your main bone right here
you know,
went
the,
right through the ribcage.
No.
Right through me.
No! Dude, I think it was through
the
head,
jugular.
Bro.
Yeah, I was all gonna right. Say...
The jugular.
You cave that
arterial spray.
You okay? You're bleeding to
you
death.
You can't fight that, dude. You killed a bunch of people.
Yep. You take a bloody stump and jam it in his jugular and pull it out.
It's disgusting.
That's
so
how
now he's
I'm losing sanity right now. Okay, we have two crazy women left.
You went so
I take
crazy.
Off my other stump.
You are quite sure
to kill a man
that this house is your. forever. This was the original intent all along. Was and for you to have this house.
The down payment, because I've reached max sanity, I describe how I go crazy. Payment must be made in blood.
Oh, gosh.
So I can come back to my box.
Yes.
I'll drop the box. I strip all my clothes off.
Yes, this is real now.
Use my stump to paint a sigil in blood on my chest.
Why not?
And I'm going to go find that last bitch and kill her. With a sharpened bone stump.
You probably picked up the machete.
Oh, and the machete.
No,
what's even...
He doesn't need the box.
I don't need the box right now.
He doesn't need it. The house is the treasure. What makes it even worse,
take the machete and put it on the stump.
Oh, yeah, stump. Oh. The machete goes into the stump.
That is... It's old saggy woman.
Yes.
This naked old saggy woman.
Oh, God.
With a single pin on her chest, takes the machete and puts it on her stump.
I know, that's disgusting.
It's the woman from the bathtub in The Shining.
Yes.
All right, so the house tells me that I need to go to the cellar.
The house is calling everyone there.
Of course.
Well, the
so
other
you're,
two.
So you're walking down the cellar. I've picked up my shoe from the bed, and I've taken my other one off, and I've put them very meticulously at the base of the sarcophagus.
Oh, gosh. And you've stripped.
I've stripped.
Because that's what everyone
course.
Does.
Of course.
I cannot have any uncleanliness.
No. And the map, I've laid out the map over top of it like a blanket.
It's disgusting, yes.
Get away from it, you bitch!
All right.
Okay, go for it, this is it.
All right, I'm going to take
it. Wait, why aren't you rolling your fan?
You can't, I don't know if you
no,
can roll your sand anymore. Because
you can't
go anymore insane.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm going to take a fly.
Oh, man.
Three.
Defender wins.
Defender wins. Who fought?
We were both flying at each other.
We were fighting each
other. No. You're trained.
I'm trained.
She's not.
I'm not.
She's not trained in arm shitty jitsu.
No, yeah. You only get one then.
All right.
Reroll.
So we're rolling.
But actually, reroll again.
Okay.
We'll cut that. You only get one.
Oh, God. Epic fail.
So
you get cleavered to the face.
I'm going to fly across the room and leap on her and force her to the ground. And I've dropped the knife and I'm just going to bludgeon her to death with my bare hands.
Okay.
Just
fight clubber.
Face. Yeah, just fight club. Fight club.
Okay.
Yeah. Straddling her bosom.
At this point, and then you pick her up, you set her
on top of
the sarcophagus. The blood.
It is my final sacrifice.
Goes into the sarcophagus. The sarcophagus opens. It is the bones or whatever.
I get in and I lay down.
You lay down with a smile on your face.
And I cradle.
And you cradle the bones.
Yeah, my love.
Oh, God.
It is only you and I.
Hey, it's what they... I've only said what they're saying.
I know my true destiny.
Yes, you do.
Are you running this again?
No. So... Yes, for more not crazy people. So,
at least I'm entertaining. Crazy.
Yes,
I'd love to do this again.
Yes. So basically, you have not one, but
I'm insane.
You are insane. And
you're the one who lives.
Your body and your soul now lives in the collective of what is known as body manner.
Yeah.
Body Manor was a house meant to so Mr. Body and his loved ones or whoever could live on eternally, and basically the house is fueled like that. Power is fueled by other people being come in or by other people coming in, and their insanity fuels the house to where it can get to a certain place where it can keep working. So
Before
Mr. Body,
can I collect all the bodies and lay them around?
No,
like,
you're in.
Damn.
You're in. Okay. No, you lost that privilege.
Oh, that would. It would.
So, Ashley, if you guys don't mind, tell me what your goal and what your secret was.
Colonel Mustard. His goal? I must find the evidence and or the documentation of my rightful property. Secret. Mr. Body was a rival and several fines, and the Colonel wants to complete his collection, no matter the cost.
It's true. Which means he will kill all of you.
Alright, my goal was find the letters and or other incriminating evidence discreetly.
Well, because Mrs. Peacock was a gossip columnist.
Mm-hmm. And the secret is, Mrs. Peacock had an affair with Mr. Body some years ago.
I know, she got around.
The secret was, the Miskatonic University's professor grants have kind of run dry, and they need a lot more money to fund their expeditions. These belong in a museum, and that cash belongs in my pocket. The goal was to find valuable artifacts in the house without giving out my real intention.
Yes.
Which is why I was looking for various cups. Various things. Weed.
Yeah, for real, anything. Mrs. White.
Mrs. White is the former maid and housekeeper of Mr. Body. Her secret is she wants payment for services rendered, and she has a good idea where a secret safe could be hidden.
Yes.
The goal was to find the safe and steal the contents without the others knowing it. And the safe, accordingly, was in the kitchen.
Yes. Go figure.
Yeah, mine was in the conservatory. That's kind of when I meandered toward the lounge and took the path, and you didn't follow me. I was like, oh, shit. I win.
That was the thing, like,
is the card in here?
Yeah. No, oh, there it is. Mine isn't. I handed you mine right out.
No. I'm just saying the cards.
By the way, what was your room?
My room was the study.
What was yours? I had the conservatory.
Reverend Green. Was like,
Reverend Green. Yeah, this one's good, too. I like this one.
Okay. Reverend Green is an exorcist, an expert, and author on haunted houses. Secret. The Green is, in fact, not a reverend at all. He is an atheist with forged ordination papers. Goal. Find out what the real activity is in the manor and write notes for your upcoming book while keeping your real secret safe.
Nice.
So you were a priest, you were an atheist.
Yes.
Which is also
I was an atheist exorcist.
He was a famous, like, his whole thing was he made money on these. It was back in the 30s, so that was huge.
Leave the card out.
Stuff.
Yeah, leave the card out.
He wrote lots of books and on this stuff. He honestly didn't even believe in that kind of stuff. So
and your room
funny.
Was the library?
And his room was the library, yes.
That explains why you're willing to follow anyone.
My room was...
I was wanting to get everybody's, you know, anytime anything weird happens, like, I wanted to know what
he wanted
was,
to know what was really going on.
Yeah.
My room was the ballroom.
Yes,
and
it was.
And if anybody found out, my outward was the Miss Scarlet is a medium who can speak to the spirits.
She's a spiritist, so she was sent to the haunted... He wanted to go to the haunted house because he does haunted houses. You wanted to go because of stuff. She wanted to go...
Because I can speak to spirits.
Because she could speak to spirits. That was her cover.
Yeah.
But...
My goal was to find the coordinates to a hidden location in Antarctica among Mr. Body's maps and other things. My secret is she is in fact a beautiful and cunning German spy who was sent to recover the data from the manor. Yeah.
Yes. It's interesting. Like, you guys both wanted to go to Antarctica for some reason.
I didn't really care. I just wanted to get famous shit.
Well, no, I'm just saying you needed to fund your expeditions.
Yeah.
To the mountains of madness.
To the mountains of madness.
Wow, that was awesome.
Good. That was awesome. Great. That was great.
If you run this again, I want to do it.
I would. It's just, oh my God. You guys are crazy. See you later, guys.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.